and just seeing, well, what everyone else makes of it, because you'll probably get a bit more honesty from people online anonymously than you will get from your family, who will all say, oh, that's a lovely name, and then all go behind your back and say, what were they thinking? God knows, let's face it, what were they thinking when they went with John Holmes?
Well, I know, it's you know, there's a famous porn star called John Holmes, of course.
I did not know that.
There is. But, if you Google me...
That's what's going to come up.
Well,
if I Google you, will it be... Is it a pop-up website?
In many ways. There was a 1970s porn star called John Holmes, but he spells his with an H, J-O-H-N.
He spells his name correctly.
Well, you say that, and you're wrong. But that's a danger if you ever do, Google image it.
Yeah, I don't think, funnily enough, there aren't any other Julia Hartley Brewers, so I never have that issue.
Well, there couldn't be, could they?
God knows. God knows what my parents were thinking, frankly. Do you know what? My last name, made up by my Irish grandfather.
With the Brewer part?
Both bits of it. He just appeared and said that was his name. We're pretty sure he made it up, to be honest with you. I was very keen that my daughter was not a Hartley Brewer, so she had a normal childhood.
Good. You can drop it, you know. You don't have to stick with it.
I can't. It's my name.
Would you choose the Hartley or the Brewer if you were to keep one?
I think I'd go with the Hartley. But no, when I got married, the only place in the world where I have my husband's name anywhere is on the inside of my wedding ring.
I'm glad I am Mrs. Glad you put the word
name.
Wedding in there. Otherwise, that is a tattoo I don't want to ever see.
That would pop up on that website, wouldn't it, with John Holmes? You know what? The entire country right now is busy Googling John with an H Holmes.
Don't do it at work.
Don't do
Safe
it at work.
Safe search on you, is what
yeah,
I say to you.
I was going
to
say, how do you clear history again with your Safari search?
I've got no idea. I've never had to do that.
Of course not. John, I hesitate to ask you now at 12:57. What's coming up on your show?
Well, Professor Stephen Hawking's coming in this afternoon to tell us a joke, so that'll be nice. We've got Some Request Friday, which is, of course, being a talk radio station, means you can request speeches or talks that mean something to you. You know, perhaps you, maybe you walk down the aisle to Elizabeth Lindsay's Curating Humanity's Heritage TED Talk or something romantic like that.
That
you want to hear
romantic.
It again?
Yeah. Do you know what my husband wanted us me to walk down the aisle to at our wedding? Every day I love you less and less. my husband's got a very strange sense of humour.
Anyone would think that about
you. No, I know. On our wedding day, he was threatening that as our first dance. I threatened him with James Blunt, which I'd be horrified to dance
That's
to
awful.
As well. Of course it is, but I couldn't make a sensible decision, and that was my blackmailing tool, and it worked very well. And how's the meet going? Are you still in the meet discussion with bosses?
No, we're still allowed to do the meet, but we've done the meet this week. The meet quota has been filled, so there'll be more meet next week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on that note, John, I look forward to 1 o'clock. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. I'll be back on Monday at 10 o'clock, ahead of John handing over. Or me here on Talk Radio. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend. John Holmes next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes. Hello. And look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 5 held on suspected terror offences. Dolmio's told people not to eat their sauces every day. And find out Meryl Streep's guilty pleasure.
Talk Radio.
5 people have been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences as part of a pre-planned police operation. Alex Dibble has more for Talk Radio.
Suspects was arrested at Gatwick Airport early this morning and 4 in Birmingham last night. Police say there's no information to suggest an attack was being planned in the UK, but they're all being questioned by officers in the West Midlands in relation to commissioning, preparing or instigating acts of terrorism.
A mother has been jailed for life after confessing to murdering her baby son while in prison for killing her young daughter. 37-year-old Leslie Dunford smothered 7-month-old Harley Dunford in his cot in August 2003, 6 months before 3-year-old Lucy died in similar circumstances. Harley's death was not treated as suspicious until Dunford admitted the killing to prison staff. Nigel Farage has challenged the Prime Minister to a debate about whether the UK should remain in the European Union. The UKIP leader has been to Downing Street to return the pro-EU leaflet he received from the government. The pamphlet's been sent to every home in the country and warns that leaving would reduce investment and cost jobs. But Mr Farage says that's not true.
This needs debating properly. So I did in my letter to Mr Cameron point out one or two inaccuracies, but also say to him that if he's so confident of what's in here, I'll debate it with him head to head, anytime, any place, anywhere.
The maker of Dolmio pasta sauce is advising people not to eat some of its products more than once a week. Mars says some of the sauces will be marketed as occasional foods rather than every day because of their high sugar and salt content. Nutritional therapist Mark Bennett's told Talk Radio it's a positive move.
For this organisation to actually openly admit that some of their products actually are food items that you should be occasionally eating, I think is a huge step in the right direction. And I think what it does is it really starts to focus the mind on what people are consuming.
And a woman has given birth in the street with the help of 2 policemen. The officers were on patrol early this morning at Tower Hamlets in East London when they spotted her in labour. The baby girl was wrapped in a Metropolitan Police jacket before medical staff arrived. And Meryl Streep has admitted she's a fan of British reality TV shows. The actress says she's addicted to watching programmes like Holmes and the Hammer and Come Dine With Me whenever she's in the UK.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here we go.
Scotland and Northern Ireland, chilly with some sunshine and wintry showers. Cloudy with showers elsewhere, followed by bright spells and thundery downpours this afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees.
12 degrees.
Yes.
Thanks, Victoria. You're right.
No.
Okay. What's wrong?
Just not feeling very well,
John. Aren't you?
No.
We'll talk about that in a bit. It's 3 minutes past one. Look, here's some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Hi,
good
Ben.
Afternoon. Manchester City have avoided a meeting with future coach Pep Guardiola in the Champions League semi-finals. City will be at home to Real Madrid with the first leg on April the 26th or the 27th before heading to the Bernabeu a week later. In the Europa League, Liverpool will play Villarreal. The first leg will be in Spain. Meanwhile, Reds midfielder Emre Can faces an anxious wait to discover the extent of the ankle injury. He sustained in last night's win over Borussia Dortmund. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says Jack Wilshere isn't yet ready to be considered for selection. That's ahead of Sunday's Premier League game with Crystal Palace.
Awesome.
Manchester United boss Louis van Gaal, meanwhile, says it's unlikely we'll see Bastian Schweinsteiger play again this season. The German damaged knee ligaments on international duty last month. It's another big night in the Championship promotion race. Brighton will go into the top two with a win at home to Fulham. Hull, who are fourth, entertain Wolves. Finally, Andy Murray's into the last four of the Monte Carlo Masters after a comfortable 6-2-6 love win over Milos Raonic. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, sports powered by Talk Sport. Hey, look, it's a Friday afternoon and it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
What are you doing so deep in the jungle?
This is my home!
The Jungle Book. See the legend come to life.
Have I got your attention now?
Ben Kingsley is Bagheera.
The jungle is no longer safe for you.
Bill Murray is Baloo.
Keep your voice down. I'm trying to concentrate.
Idris Elba is Shere Khan.
Man is forbidden!
Scarlett Johansson is Ka.
Trust in me.
And Christopher Walken is King Louis.
Only I can protect you.
In the film everyone's talking about.
What's that?
That's a song about the good life.
The Jungle Book. In cinemas now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
It is the John Holmes Show every single day. Full in the face of broadcasting. Paid intern Cornelius. The sooner you're out of the gene pool, the better. Git.
We will never forget.
The Rossathon. Ginger producer Dave is Sophie Amagbokpa. She is a violent thug.
Yeah. Idiot's eating paper.
And your voice is annoying. Make the hose a bit longer. Out on the town, positively fizzing in the pant area.
Thank you.
Robert A. Small.
Bloody don't.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Whoa.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello then to you, good afternoon once more, and welcome to some kind of radio-based thing. I am John Holmes, and the radio-based thing that this is the talk radio in the afternoon's radio-based thing in the afternoon. Now, if you've been listening to talk radio today since, oh, I don't know, breakfast, you'll know by now that last night saw the talk radio slash talk sport party. So everyone is a little bit worse for wear. Paul Ross, I saw him earlier, he's got meow meow all over him. Julia Hartley Brewer, Julia Hartley Brewery more like. So basically, everyone on the radio today sounds like they're either still drunk or hungover on Talk Radio and Talk Sport. Alan Brazil's show, of course, obviously just sounded the same. Hello then, I am John Holmes. It is Friday afternoon on the radio and elsewhere. Think of it as the broadcasting equivalent then of today's news about Dolmio and Uncle Ben sauces, in that this isn't really very good for you if you consume it daily, and at some point we'll have to issue a kind of guideline to ensure that it won't kill you. So shall we have a look at what unhealthy ingredients are layered through this afternoon's listening lasagna? Well, we'll test your brand. Your brand loyalty, that's what I'm going to call it. We're going to test your brand loyalty via an ill-conceived end-of-the-week quiz. There will be clips of things that have happened at some point or other on the show this week. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. There's more work experience punditry. It will be filmed today. Live music on the programme, as well as we send a runner to drag a busker in, quite literally, from the streets around London's South Bank, where we're quite near. There'll be Headline Hijack before 2, Lonely Lunch Club, and, of course, it's Some Request Friday, which is a little bit like Simon Mayo's All Request Friday over on Radio 2, except, because we're a talk station, we do requests for talks and speeches. Perhaps it's your anniversary, as I mentioned earlier, and you walk down the aisle to Elizabeth Lindsay's Curating Humanity's Heritage TED Talk, and it means a lot to you and your partner. Maybe it's your birthday and you'd like to hear the Virgin Queen Elizabeth I's 1588 speech to the troops. Or perhaps you're in your car just driving off on a Friday for the weekend and you simply want a shout out. You want a great speech to set you up for the weekend. And I know that Ronald Reagan's Challenger Shuttle disaster address to the American people from 1986 always gets me in a Friday mood. If you'd like to hear a talk or speech on Some Request Friday, you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can also use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also this afternoon, we will be joined by Professor Stephen Hawking, who will be along to tell us a joke. No. Really? That's coming later. Ginger Dave! Ginger Dave isn't producing. No, because Ginger Dave... I mentioned we were at a party last night. Ginger Dave, last seen entering a student.
That's not true.
I haven't seen... I don't know. He hasn't turned up. I don't know where he is.
He's done nothing today.
Sorry, student's house. Yeah. Right, I misread that. He literally hasn't...
He's just not here.
He's just not here, is he?
No.
So, no Ginger Dave today. So, ass prod.
Cass, assistant producer.
Cass is producing.
I'm prodding.
Yep. Chloe's pressing things. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Are you feeling all right, Chloe? Because you were there last night.
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah, okay. Victoria. Victoria brings forth the news.
I do.
Are you feeling a little under the weather as well?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. What time did you...
I don't know, John.
Okay, fine. paid intern Cornelius. is here, and he is reading out the dangerous ingredients of a dangerous Dolmio carbonara while drinking this that I prepared for you, a cup of Uncle Ben's pasta sauce. You've got to drink that while reading out the ingredients.
Not today. Yes. All day.
Today is the day.
You are the worst human being.
Think about this lovely pasta sauce from the news. You'll love it. Here we go.
Water. Sunflower oil. Fresh cream. Modified maize stock.
You're right.
No, you can clean up the mess.
I literally just have to stop there.
literally had to stop. Okay, but I'm John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio afternoon programme on Talk Radio.
I did the sausage again.
That is added to what's been a very bad day for my mouth.
That's what that student said when she went to... it's... It's 11 minutes past one. Shall we start with some music? I rather think we probably should. Good afternoon, listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
For 15 minutes and he appeared on Panorama. Then he somehow got himself on board the Starship Enterprise allowance scheme with a Prince of Wales award for pushing Valium and Amphetamine.
And Sheriff Fatman on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I, of course, am Talk Radio's head of music, so do please ask me, in your own time, why I'm playing Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine's Sheriff Fatman on the Talk Radio station.
Con, do you want to ask him? I don't want to ask him.
I'm doing it in jazz. Hey, John.
Is that jazz?
I don't know. Why are you?
It's like Captain Kirk. Hey, John, why are you playing Card of the Unstoppable Sex Machine?
Why? Why are you playing this song?
It's not even jazz.
Yeah, but I'm kidding.
Are you still drunk?
It's like that terrible, terrible, like, coffee shop poetry. With the clicking.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you. The reason I'm playing Sheriff Fatman by Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine is because of Alan Titchmarsh.
Oh, poor Alan.
Who, as we know, is an unstoppable sex machine. Sorry, Fatman. And the reason I say that is because here's the big story today that everybody is talking about, of course. Alan Titchmarsh airlifted to hospital. You're laughing at that. Wait till you hear the next bit. After gorging on fish and chips and an Easter egg.
It was a blessing of a story today, because basically the show's written itself.
Yeah.
The Ground Force presenter and well-known gardening expert Alan Titchmarsh...
Is that what he does?
...is in medical trouble after fish and chips followed by an Easter egg. I mean, this is up there with when Brian Harvey... Food-related injury. This is up there for me with when Brian Harvey ran over himself...
That was amazing.
...because he ate too many jacket potatoes.
I mean...
Which presumably, although it wasn't reported, he'd just filled with ecstasy tablets. I don't know...
No, we don't know that.
No, we don't know that.
No, we don't know
he has
that.
He has admitted he did that. Don't worry, it's fine, Cass.
All right.
Don't look at me with that legal face. He has admitted that.
I mean...
But he'd run over himself by eating jacket potatoes. And now Titchmarsh...
Gluttony.
...has been airlifted.
Where was he to need to be airlifted?
So many questions.
Like...
He was on the Isle of Wight, Cass.
That's where he lives.
Seriously?
And he's in hospital in Portsmouth. Well, has... Yeah. Just reading this now, and he's,
is
well,
he
here's the thing. Now, you know, normally, this is the big story. Now, ordinarily, of course, this is where I get you to book a guest.
Oh, God, yeah.
Can you
I can't do that today.
Alan Titchmarsh?
Or the nurse. Or the man who served him the fish and chips.
Yeah. Mm. But no, it's all right, because what I've decided to do, having watched, if you've ever seen BBC Television's regional news programming, you'll know... That
is that really a thing? I thought that was a spoof.
No, it's a thing. Oh. They spend a lot of time with someone in the studio pointlessly sending reporters to stand in front of closed buildings, like hospitals, at night, hospitals or council offices to report on something, spending your licence fee on doing that when simply the person in the studio could just tell us. Now live from the closed office is a person.
In the rain,
looking miserable, telling you a thing that they didn't need to go there to tell you.
Oh, wait.
In front of a closed office. So what's going to happen now is...
You're not going to make me do it.
No.
Good.
Cornelius... you've got the length of the adverts... To get to Portsmouth.
All right.
I want you outside.
Outside.
Pointlessly outside a building. You don't have to go to Portsmouth. I want you pointlessly outside a building reporting on this breaking news that Alan Titchmarsh.
Well, why me?
Is full of chocolate and chips.
Why me?
Why not?
Because of all your journalism training.
What journalism?
Off you go.
Exactly.
Okay. Off you go. Live reporting, next, pointlessly from a building that may or may not contain Alan Titchmarsh on his deathbed of chips. 17 minutes past one, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Buckinghamshire for the London-bound side of the M40, two lanes closed due to an accident involving a car and a lorry between Junction 2 at Beaconsfield and Junction 1A for the M25. Worcestershire, northbound side of the M5 through the roadworks, a breakdown closing one lane between 5 at Droitwich and 4A at the M42, queues to Junction 7 at Worcester. And in Lancashire, southbound side of the M61, one lane down due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between 8 at Chorley and 6 at Horwich. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past one, good afternoon. So, if you were listening just then, you will know that the big story this afternoon, the big, and I mean big as in fat, story this afternoon, is that Alan Titchmarsh from The Gardening has been recently airlifted to hospital after gorging on fish and... Not my words, the words of the news. Gorging on fish and chips and an Easter egg. So Alan Titchmarsh, I mean, this is a... national tragedy, and as is fitting in situations such as this, we've decided to be a little bit like BBC television, wasting your licence fee when they send a reporter for no good reason to stand outside a building that may or may not contain someone. And I think our reporter is now live at the scene. Reporter, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm here at the Portsmouth General Hospital outside, and there's really some quite breathtaking scenes.
Well, let's. Can you give us some background, please?
Yes. Well, John, yesterday the news was.
What's behind you?
Oh, okay. Well, there's lots of crowds have gathered.
Background.
When the rumours. sorry.
What?
Background. It's just raining, John. There's a very silence ambience here.
Can you go somewhere noisier?
I can go. There's a football pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really starting to heavily rain.
Yes, I can see that out of the window. I can see all the way to Portsmouth.
Can you hear anything?
Yep. I just like the idea that you're standing outside in the rain. Genuinely. For no good reason.
Does it sound like I'm in a studio?
No, sounds like outside in the rain. It's fine.
Good. Okay. John...
Tell us the background. So you're outside now, our reporter, outside the hospital, sort of, where Alan Titchmarsh lies dead. What can you tell us?
He's not dead.
John, traffic's currently being blocked by the crowds that have gathered. The first people started to turn up yesterday when the first rumours were announced on TMZ.com.
Yeah.
There's sort of lots of tributes being laid here.
Yeah.
Some of the fans have come dressed as Alan Titchmarsh themselves.
Any truth in the the messages and the tributes that have been left? I mean, what's been left for him?
There's
compost.
There's lots of tributes here. There's a whole carpet of flowers blocking the road. There's a painted trowel there that a little child has done. There's lots of weeping families.
There's messages pouring into the studio for Alan here. He was the people's Titchmarsh. That's just come in from Tony Blair, and it's just people crying. Why does this have to happen to the gardening enthusiasts? They're saying.
Yes.
What can you tell us? About any truth that the egg, the Easter egg that Titchmarsh gorged on, was full of Dolmio sauce?
John, there are reports. We can't confirm or deny. The staff aren't talking to us outside the hospital. They're saying they want to respect the confidentiality of Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah, can you...
We do have sources that say that might be true.
Can you, as a reporter, could you idly speculate and give no real information for a minute?
Yes, well, Charlie Dimmock came today to lay some flowers and put some decking up, which was very, very nice. No word from the Tommy Walsh camp at all.
Right.
Obviously, a few years ago, they had a big falling out, but they were supposed to have reconciled that. But there has been no... David Cameron has tweeted saying that very much he was an inspiration to all gardeners.
Yeah.
And there's a hoe here as well, which is for me.
The is it true that when... And again, I'm more than happy for you to just speculate. Is it true that when they opened Titchmarsh up on the operating table, they found him to be full of soil?
That may be true, yes. And a couple potted plants were also inserted inside him as well. And
that was from the Tommy Walsh argument.
Yes, that's true. We're also hearing that the reason that this was brought on is the fish and chips he ate.
Yep.
The fish was undercooked. He was actually still alive when he was eating it, so he was eating a raw, alive fish.
Do you think this is? Do you think this sends
reacted badly with the chocolate egg?
Do you think this sends a message as a warning, really, that people shouldn't eat live fish as if they're gardening enthusiasts?
John, we've seen it time and time and again. Lonely people from Yorkshire, the fame gets to their heads and they overdose on a live fish. Will we ever learn? You know, it's rumours Alan Titchmarsh may join the 35 Club with Amy Winehouse and the other one.
isn't he in his 60s, though?
Well, he's thinking of joining it twice.
I've just heard, by the way, this is...
That's maths.
This is breaking news. And tell me if you can see this from where you are, but the town of Ilkley, where Alan Titchmarsh was created, is going to be doing a flyby over the hospital this afternoon in memorial to him. Ilkley's been lifted clear of the ground. It's been lifted out of Yorkshire by the Red Arrows.
Yeah, oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Well, heads are turning upwards, everyone, and now they are bowed down. And, yeah, I feel bad. A minute of silence has just begun.
Right.
Okay, it's over
just,
now.
A minute of silence.
Someone's singing. A very fitting tribute here. I'm also hearing that the town of Ilkley is to replace all of its grass with decking in tribute to the old Ground Force series.
And we're just learning as well that there will be a memorial water feature in
Hyde Park, yeah, in Kensington Gardens.
Yeah.
Yes, it's actually raining. I was speaking to one elderly fan earlier, and she said the rain was like a massive water feature in tribute by the Lord.
Just watching it on television now, I can see people stamping on chips in solidarity with Titchmarsh there. It's there's an outpouring. I mean, it's nothing short of an outpouring of grief.
Absolutely, John.
This afternoon.
And there was a... Sorry, I'm just repeating in my headphones, so I can't really talk.
Well, I mean,
John, earlier.
I mean, that's our reporter. You can hear him. You can hear him visibly breaking down with the news this.
Why?
This afternoon, the news this afternoon. There, a reporter there, live on the scene.
That was very moving.
In front of a building where Alan Titchmarsh is sadly still alive.
What time is it, John?
Shall I just do the news?
Yeah, please,
okay.
Please.
Talk Radio.
Five people are being questioned by police on suspicion of preparing or instigating acts of terrorism. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
A man was arrested at Gatwick early this morning, and another three men and one woman were detained in Birmingham last night. They're aged between 26 and 59. Counter-terrorism bosses in the West Midlands say there's no indication an attack in the UK was being planned, but they are searching a number of properties in Birmingham. The action comes after work with MI5 and authorities in Belgium and France.
Belgium's transport minister has resigned over accusations she lied about an EU report that criticised security at Brussels Airport a year ago. Jacqueline Gallant had previously maintained before Parliament that her office had not been aware of a critical report sent in March 2015. Two Islamic State group suicide bombers detonated bombs in the airport departure hall on the 22nd of March this year. A woman from East Sussex who murdered her baby son has been jailed for a minimum of 13 years. 37-year-old Leslie Dunford admitted the crime while already in jail for killing her three-year-old daughter Lucy in 2003. The makers of Dolmio sauce say it shouldn't be eaten more than once a week. Mars says it should only be eaten occasionally because of its high salt and sugar levels. Leaving the European Union would threaten billions of pounds of trade, according to the former Chancellor Alistair Darling. Campaigners for the UK to leave say an exit would free up millions of pounds that could be invested in the NHS. And the Queen's 90th birthday cake is going to be baked by the winner of last season's Great British Bake Off. Nadia Hussein will deliver the orange drizzle cake with orange curd and orange buttercream personally next Thursday to Windsor Castle. The weather: Scotland and Northern Ireland will be chilly with some sunshine and wintry showers. Cloudy with showers elsewhere, followed by bright spells and thundery downpours this afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes, 132. Now, it's Friday, of course, which means it is all requests, some legal Friday. Some request Friday. What you can do is do some request. Now, the reason we do it, of course, is partly laziness, and also because we're copying Simon Mayo on Radio 2, who does All Request Friday, but with music. However, being a talk station, contractually, we're only allowed to do talking. So it's some requests for speeches and talks, of course. Just let us know what you're up to this afternoon. Just let us know.
It's Friday. Yeah. Hashtag.
Just let us know. And, you know, if there's a speech that doesn't mean something to you, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Used to drinking pasta sauce. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. This is coming already for some requests. The lines are open for this, by the way. We run it all afternoon, so it's absolutely fine. Hi, John. I'm a little bit down today. I know, this is from Simon. Do you think you could play Jack Nicholson's speech for when he won Best Actor at the 1976 Oscars? It's always been a speech.
I know. It's a really uplifting one.
He says it's his favourite. John, it just reminds me of the year that I spent travelling through Belgium on horseback selling telescopes to chefs. It was a great year, John. It was a gap year. I had a great time.
One of those cliche gap years.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone does it.
He's put that. He says, I know it's a cliche, you know, selling telescopes to chefs from horses. But Simon, for you, as your request, Jack Nicholson's speech for when he won Best Actor at the 1976 Oscars.
I guess this proves there are as many nuts in the Academy as anywhere else. But since you gave me the chance, I'm really happy to get an opportunity to thank Saul and Michael and Louise and Brad and Lawrence and Beau. And all of the guys in the company, all of the Phoebes Brigade. And I'd like to thank Miss Pickford, who incidentally I believe was the first actor to get a percentage of her pictures. And speaking of a percentage, last but not least, my agent, who about 10 years ago advised me that I had no business being an actor. Thank you.
And that's the 1976 Oscars speech from Jack Nicholson there, playing that for a request for Simon, who's a little bit down today. And that speech reminds him of the year he spent, as I say, travelling through Belgium on horseback selling telescopes to chefs. If you have a memory, it might be an anniversary. It might be a, you know, you might just want, hey, you might just want to shout out, you know, I'm going away for the weekend, as I say, and you know, you want to hear a speech. And it's always nice on a Friday to hear a speech and perhaps, you know, if you're in a car full of people, join in with it, speak along to the words.
Yeah.
Just to get, you know, Friday, which is why we do it, really, if I'm honest. So, if you want to get in touch, you can, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, So then, headline hijack is afoot. By 2 o'clock, we would very much like to collect your made-up news stories. Please, it's where you are essentially doing work experience as a tabloid journalist. Think of it like that, in that you get to make up the news and see it, well, hear it, spaked as truth. Any news story you like, make it slightly plausible. And if it comes out of Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock in the news, which ordinarily, of course, is full of truth and facts, then it will, we hope, fool the people who don't hear this bit, who are maybe out for lunch and get back to their desks at 2 o'clock. We call it headline hijack. You can send them to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Good. What have you got, Cornelius?
This has come in from Tracy on Twitter, on text, who said, North Korea's leader Kim Il-sung has booked a date at London's Wembley Arena for this November. No other details of what the show will consist of have been announced yet, but tickets are now available for £30 plus booking fee.
What
do you reckon that would
North
be?
North Korea are charging a booking fee for that.
I know.
It?
Yeah.
No, I know what this is. I saw it on Ticketmaster. It's they're testing missiles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The live show.
Yeah. It's a live missile test show. I'll tell you what it's like.
Mm.
It's like Top Gear Live.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can't call it. Hammond, May and Clarkson Live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where they just blow things up for a joke.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like that, but with North Korea. And they just test missiles. But if you want to go and see, it's in the round.
Yeah, yeah.
So they fire. And what they're doing is they launch, because Wembley's in the north. Obviously.
Yeah, of London.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're launching missiles at the south.
Oh, really? South London?
Of London, yeah.
Yeah.
And
at the O2 as well, because they're big rivalries.
Well, exactly. Yes.
It used to be one big arena, didn't it?
Yeah, and then it split.
Yeah, it split.
And obviously there's no man's land in the middle, which is London. So you can't... But they're firing missiles at the O2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you can go and see it live. Booking fees a bit extortionate, I think. A cargo ship has sunk this afternoon. This has come in from Neil in the Mediterranean. This is off the coast of Naples. This is just breaking news. No one's hurt, but it has led to a Dolmio spill. Hordes of seabirds are trapped in pasta sauce.
Oh, no.
It's just an absolutely heart-rending sight. And as we know, it's dangerous, and they're having to clean it off the seabirds. If you've got a headline hijack, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, talk radio thing.
Start your message with any word you want.
Let's be lonely.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So here's where we, while you're thinking of headline hijacks, here's where we help you out if you are having a lonely lunch. It's Lonely Lunch Club, where we join somebody who is eating alone and become their virtual friend and indeed colleague for a few minutes, thus livening up their lunchtime. They can chit and chat about anything they like. And when I say they, I mean you. If you'd like to get on the list to join the Lonely Lunch Club, then at the risk of repeating myself, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or... at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, on the line now is Carmen. Hello, Carmen.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much for asking. And already the polite banter starts. where are you, Carmen?
I'm actually in front of the British Library. I'm just having some lunch.
In front of the British Library in London, okay. So, you're outside in the rain. It's raining, isn't it?
It is, but it's beautiful. I absolutely love it.
Okay, fine. And where are you from, Carmen?
I'm from Los Angeles, but I just moved to England just because I love it so much.
You moved here because you love it, so you're sitting in the rain?
Yes.
Having left Los Angeles?
Yes.
And enjoying yourself?
Yes. It's amazing. Okay. I love the rain. I'm so jealous. So jealous. I had to come here.
Okay, fine. What are you eating for lunch, Carmen?
I'm having a pesto salad, and I'm having chocolate cake as dessert.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A good, that's a strong,
good Friday
it's
lunch.
It's a strong lunch. It's strong lunch. Right. Well, Carmen, as you know, this in on Lonely Lunch Club. Are you, by the way, are you eating alone simply because you've moved here and haven't made friends yet?
Correct. I don't have any. Okay, yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it? Okay. What are you hanging out in the front of the British Library in the hope that someone literary walks past and you can befriend
right
them?
Right now... I'm writing my third book right now, so, okay. I'm in front of the library.
Isn't the rain making the ink run?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Doesn't matter. So, what's your book about, Carmen?
So, my book is called British Men Destroyed My Life.
Wow!
So, I might be a little biased if I tell you about
it. Okay, is it, is it a work of fiction or not so much?
It's non-fiction. It happened.
So British men, plural,
yes,
destroyed your life.
Yes, all of them.
Sorry.
Do you want to work through those issues at all, or do you want to move away from that?
You know, I believe in second chances.
Yeah.
So. You know, I'll give them all a chance.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, I look forward to. To really get, well, look, let's hope we can improve your life.
I hope so.
Because that's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. It's where we can chit and we can chat and idly do so about anything you'd like. Now, if you want to talk us through your past relationships that have completely wrecked you, then we're more than happy to be sympathetic about that. But the choice is yours, Carmen. You can talk about whatever you like. That is how Lonely Lunch Club works. What would you like to chat about?
Well, let's chat about you.
Me?
Yeah.
What women destroyed your life?
Fine. Yes, men have destroyed my life, Carmen.
No, she said women.
Men?
She said which women have destroyed your life.
Oh, all of
life.
Them.
Really?
Women.
Oh, yeah, generically. But coincidentally, I'm writing a book about it. Called Women Destroyed My Life.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Is it all women across the world?
It's all women. All women have conspired to destroy my life, Cornelius's life.
Well, they barely talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's true. My children, my daughters, they're women, technically, in waiting, aren't they? Yeah, they've certainly destroyed my house. You know.
How did they do that?
Oh, Carmen, come on. What they do is they put their hands in sauce and then wipe it on the wall. You know, children, isn't it? That's what they do. That's what they do. They draw on things they're not supposed to draw on, Carmen. Like
face
when I'm asleep.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. It's not your fault. Right, that's okay. That's relationships done. Have you got anything else you want to chat about? Anything else? What are the subjects have you got you want to idly chat about?
Well...
Be anything you like.
I think that's about it.
What?
I think that's about it.
Well, no wonder you've got no friends, Carmen. You've got no...
nothing to talk
you've
about.
You've got nothing to say, have you? Sitting there, writing your book in the rain.
I need more material.
I have a question.
I'll give you guys a call back when I find more British friends.
Cornelius has got a question.
What are your first two books about?
Good question. Strong question.
Thank you. Hello?
Carmen?
Hello, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sorry, hi. what are your first two books about?
So, the first book is British Men Destroy My Life. The second one is called The Letter S. It's a children's book. And right now I'm currently working on the third one.
What,
so that's the sequel to British Men Destroyed My Life.
What does the letter S stand for?
It stands for all the different careers you could have with the letter S. So I have a girlfriend, and she has a daughter, and she has this obsession with the letter S. and anything she could be with the letter S.
Snake.
Senator, a soccer player, a scientist.
Salamander.
Salamander, yes.
Salmon.
Shoe.
Yeah, it could be a shoe.
Sales. Anyway, good. Well, Carmen, great. So go back to your book. We look forward to reading it when it's dry. And I hope your lonely lunchtime has been mildly improved. I know mine has by speaking.
Thank you for being my friend.
You're very welcome. That's Carmen. Slightly weird. 1:45, you're listening to Talk Radio. More Headline Hijacks coming up next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world. Find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference. Do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of. Properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer of the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the London Bound side of the M40 through Buckinghamshire, one lane still closed as recovery work of an accident continues between Junction 2 at Beaconsfield and Junction 1A, which is the M25. Through Worcestershire in the roadworks, northbound side of the M5, one lane still blocked due to a breakdown between 5 at Droitwich and 4A for the M42. Queue starts at 7 at Worcester. And finally, through West Yorkshire, the southbound side of the M1, one lane down due to a breakdown between Junction 41 at Cargate down towards Junction 40 at Wakefield in the A638. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And just ahead of other things, there's time for some of your reactions that are coming in. Reactions this afternoon, a lot of reaction. If you've got a reaction, then as you know, you can react it over here, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with whatever word you like.
What's coming, Cornelius?
Yes, lots coming in.
Lots.
Lots. is Lots has come in from Lottie. Take It Back Now, Y'all has come in from DJ Casper, even though that came in yesterday, I think. Ban all terrorism. Good idea.
A lot of people saying that, actually.
Yeah. Ban all terrorism. And
it's quite one-sided, actually. There's no one for terrorism.
No.
So if you are for terrorism, do let us know, just to make the debate even-handed. But at the moment, everyone's...
We'll put out a poll.
98% of people want to ban terrorism.
Yeah. And Youths and Olympic Legacy has come in from... sport.
Following the sad news, if you were listening earlier, you'll know the sad news that Alan Titchmarsh is still alive. He's eaten fish and chips and chocolate. He's been airlifted to hospital. We had a reporter live outside a different building earlier to report on it. But a lot of messages are coming in with the hashtag pray for Alan. Je suis Alan has come in as well there on the reaction. So if
there's a Facebook group has popped up. They're doing an Alan Titchmarsh street party in Brixton tonight.
The advice there to dress as
Alan Titchmarsh. Or Charlie Dimmock.
Obviously, if there's any change to Alan Titchmarsh's condition, we'll bring that to you as the afternoon goes on. Let them eat cake. It's the only reaction here. Let them eat cake. That Marie Antoinette needs her head examined. I say don't let them eat cake. If you've got... that's just coming on the tweet. If you do have a reaction, yes, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on the thing. You know the news?
Yeah, I know the news, but John...
Yes.
I can't get my head around it.
Allow me to help you, because the news is a very complex issue. It twists and it turns. However, we've got a way to simplify it down, to make it easy to understand, and we like to do it for you, on your behalf, through the form, the art, and the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
BP shareholders, reject boss's pay package. What a moral bunch.
The news in haikus. Don't forget as well on the programme today, it is Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. If you've got a speech or just a talk...
Just a talk.
That you'd like to hear by way of a request, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter, you can use Twitter as well.
Start your message with any word you like.
Oh, you can give us a call. 08444 numbers. Numbers. Phone us on numbers. I think there's someone on the phone for Some Request Friday. Am I right? Someone on the telephone. Am I right? Who's that on the line? Hello.
Afternoon, John. I was wondering whether you had The Happiness Is In Your Mind talk by Gen Kelsang Naima at... TED Times Grenville 2014. We played it out at my wedding 4 years ago, and it always makes me want to punch a wall until my wrist breaks.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in with that. If you've got a request, then do call in. Didn't get his name there. I don't know his name.
It was Jamie.
Jamie was on the phone. You just heard that. He wants to hear Happiness Is All In Your Mind by Gen Kelsang Naima, recorded at the TED Times Grenville 2014 TED Talks. For anniversary of his wedding, so just for you, Jamie. Hope this makes your Friday afternoon. Here it is.
So I want to start off with a few questions. Questions I'm going to ask you are very, very simple, and I promise you'll be able to answer these. All right, are you ready for your first one? Okay. Your first question is, you don't have to answer out loud, are you having a good day? Okay, you got your answer? All right. My second question for you is, why? If you're having a good day, why are you having a good day? Or if you're having a bad day, why are you having a bad day? So I have one more question for you. This should be the easiest one of all. My last question is, tomorrow, would you rather have a good day or would you rather have a bad day? Do you have your answer for that one? So this is really speaking to the type of happiness that we all wish for in our heart of hearts. We have a good day when we are happy.
What a beautiful gesture. Wanted to hear that again. Happiness Is All In Your Mind. That's Gen Kelsang Naima. at the Ted Times Greenville 2014 talks. That's for Jamie, who called in. Played it out at my wedding 4 years ago, John, and every time I hear it, it reminds me of a fight that happened during the wedding. It makes me now want to punch a wall until my wrist breaks. For you, Jamie, have a great weekend. Have a great Friday. If you've got some request Friday, then do get in touch, because we will play them out for you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio. You can use that on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Yes. Before we find a winner of Headline Hijack, by the way, I've just noticed this has come in. Do you know who's in charge round here of posting things to Facebook, speaking of which? Who is it in the office? Just somewhere.
It's a guy called Ian. There's right. a team.
Team. Well, what's funny about this is the way they phrased it, and this has just popped up on Facebook. It says, Maria Miller... This is up for Julia. Maria Miller warns about the dangers of abuse on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. And I'm going to say that that's badly phrased. I mean... I know. Perhaps Palvey sent that in. I don't know. But that's... Hi, Cass. You're right.
Yeah, let's stop this now.
I didn't post it. I'm just reading it out.
Just reading out Facebook. I mean, that's part of our job is to read out social media.
It's there, look. Maria Miller warns about the dangers of abuse on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. Now, I admit it should be punctuated slightly better, because that now means something very different.
Can you control this screen?
No, don't be silly. Anyway, there you go. Just sort of share.
I need to
set
that screen away.
Right. I didn't write it. I'm just reading it out.
Reading out. We read out texts and tweets and Facebook all the time.
That's what I was doing. Right, it's coming up to 2 o'clock. You know what'll happen at 2 o'clock? I'll tell you what'll happen at 2 o'clock. Ask me what'll happen at 2 o'clock,
John.
You got a question?
Yeah.
Put your hand up.
I can't believe you want to do that,
sir.
Cornelius, you got a question?
Can I go to the toilet, please?
Should have gone before we started.
Okay, what's coming up after 2 o'clock?
That wasn't the question.
Well, I can't...
Can you not remember the question?
What's coming up before 2 o'clock?
No.
What's happening at 2 o'clock?
There it is. So it's, it's the news, Cornelius. And what's going to happen in the news is that there will be a made-up news story in the news, because that's how the news works at 2 o'clock. Ask me why we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock.
Sir,
Cornelius, you got your hand up.
Can I sharpen my pencil, please?
No, you should have done it before we started. Have you got another question?
Yes, why? Why?
Just why?
Why?
I'll tell you. Because people pop out for lunch, don't they, between 1 and 2 o'clock. Don't listen to this bit.
Yeah,
and they get back to their desks and so forth at 2 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, they sit down and the news comes out of Victoria's face. But within that news... at 2 o'clock, will be a news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That's why we do it. Who's won today?
Abby.
Sort of thing you should have checked before.
I've got it here. It's Abby. Abby's won.
Where's Abby from?
Abby is from... Pembrokeshire.
Abby in Pembrokeshire, congratulations. Your made-up news story is in today's news at 2 o'clock. You have won today's Headline Hijack. The lines do remain open for that. If you do have a made-up news story, by all means, get it to us, and we'll add it to the list for the future. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Where you can get in touch, or you can use Twitter.
At
Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Good. Right, we'll be back after 2 o'clock. Also on the programme today, of course, other things. There will be a brand loyalty test as we bring you the end of the week quiz. It's clips of things that have happened during the week on the programme. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. We'll be doing that. We'll be doing other things. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us a joke. All coming on Talk Radio between now and 4 o'clock. It's coming up to 2 o'clock, and Victoria will have the news next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
Yes, it is. It's 2 o'clock as well. I'm John Holmes, and look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, five suspects are held by anti-terror police. The last Hillsborough memorial is underway, and Aretha is making a film.
Talk radio.
Five people have been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences as part of a planned police operation. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
One of the suspects was arrested at Gatwick Airport early this morning and four in Birmingham last night. Police say there's no information to suggest an attack was being planned in the UK, but they're all being questioned by officers in the West Midlands in relation to commissioning, preparing or instigating acts of terrorism.
Belgium's transport minister has resigned over accusations she lied about an EU report that criticised security at Brussels Airport a year ago. Two Islamic State suicide bombers detonated bombs in the airport departure hall last month. A mother has been jailed for life after she confessed to murdering her baby son while in prison for killing her young daughter. Leslie Dunford must serve a minimum of 13 years. The 37-year-old smothered 7-month-old Harley in his cot at their home in East Sussex 6 months before she killed 3-year-old Lucy. The campaign for Britain to leave the European Union says an exit would free up billions of pounds that could be spent on the NHS, while former Chancellor Alistair Darling's warned that an exit would damage trade. Dolmio is urging families to limit eating some of their pasta sauces to once a week. Mars admits it's because some contain high levels of sugar, salt and fat. Despite appearances, branding expert Carolyn Daly thinks the firm's actually being very clever.
They're looking at the long-term impact on their brand, and they see it as far more valuable to be seen as a trustworthy, loved brand that's concerned about its consumers. They're going to take the hit on only 5% of their products.
A final memorial service is being held for the 96 people who were killed in the Hillsborough disaster 27 years ago. Thousands of fans are gathering at Anfield along with the families of those who died. Sky's Mike McCarthy's there. He says people across the UK will be also remember later this afternoon.
People are expected also to join in a minute's silence. That will be held at 6 minutes past three precisely, and that's the exact time that the match at Hillsborough was abandoned on the 15th of April 1989.
One of the country's most famous voices heard on railway platforms for decades has died. Phil Sayer, who was 62, was behind countless pre-recorded Network Rail apologies. A statement on his website reads, "We're sorry to announce that this service terminates here." And Aretha Franklin says she's ready to sign an agreement for a movie about her life. The singer's been trying to organise a biopic with Straight Outta Compton producer Scott Bernstein and says there's now very little to negotiate. Jennifer Hudson is reportedly being considered for the lead role.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scotland and Northern Ireland, chilly with sunshine and wintry showers. Cloudy with showers elsewhere, followed by bright spells and thundery downpours this afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. 3 minutes past two. Ben's got some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Thanks, good afternoon. Ben. Manchester City have avoided a meeting with future coach Pep Guardiola in the Champions League semi-finals. City will be at home to Real Madrid with the first leg on April the 26th or the 27th before heading to the Bernabeu a week later. In the Europa League, Liverpool will play Villarreal. The first leg will be in Spain. Meanwhile, Reds midfielder Emre Can faces an anxious wait to discover the extent of the ankle injury he sustained in last night's win over Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says Jack Wilshere isn't yet ready to be considered for selection. That's ahead of Sunday's Premier League game with Crystal Palace. Manchester United boss Louis van Gaal, meanwhile, says it's unlikely we'll see Bastian Schweinsteiger play again this season. The German damaged knee ligaments on international duty last month. It's another big night in the Championship promotion race. Brighton will go into the top two with a win at home to Fulham. Yeah. Hull, who are fourth, entertain Wolves.
It now,
finally, Andy Murray will face Rafa Nadal in the last four of the Monte Carlo Masters.
Ben.
It's after a comfortable 6-2-6 love win over Milos Raonic.
Come on.
That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Ben.
And the Birmingham Tourist Board has announced a new nickname for the UK's second city following a public vote. Having been inspired by the Big Apple, it will now be known as the Great Melon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, 2:05 now. Still to come on the show today, your chance to win £14 million. We've got £14 million to give away before 4 o'clock. And all you have to do to be in with a chance of winning it is to be the chief executive of BP. Despite criticism and falling profits and job losses and a 59% shareholder vote that says you shouldn't get it, the £14 million could still be yours. Remember, in order to be eligible to win, you do need to be the chief executive of BP, Bob Dudley, and if that is you, simply outline why you deserve it, despite redundancies and the company's worst ever annual loss, plus an intervention on executive pay by the Institute of Directors. Write all that on a postcard or sealed down envelope, of course, and send it to Chief Executive of BP, £14 million pay package offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Please include a stamped addressed envelope.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Some of your reactions coming in ahead of Work Experience Punditry this afternoon. We've got some reactions, and I know we're getting a lot of memorial tweets for Alan Titchmarsh, who's sadly still alive after he was airlifted to hospital. That's in the news. Yes. After he ate some chips, a live fish, and an egg made of chocolate. What's coming in?
John, the online tributes are flooding in now. Deborah has said, poor Alan, not so feel good Friday, painful, send and get well, why oh why. And also the cartoons have started, people have replaced the guns that the terrorists are holding with fish and chips and Easter eggs. And it just, yeah, it says just
sweet Alan.
Yeah, yeah, just below it.
And if you are in the vicinity of Alan Titchmarsh's hospital, the town of Ilkley, where he was born, is doing a flyby this afternoon. There's already been... Don't laugh, it's serious.
That's all right, just getting teary.
There's already been one flyby by the town of Ilkley, which has been lifted out of Yorkshire by the Red Arrows and flown over the hospital where Alan Titchmarsh is sadly still alive. Right then, Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and if you're a regular listener, you will know that this is the slot where we road test the next generation of pundit, of critic, if you like and if you will. It's Work Experience Punditry. It's people who haven't done it before thrown in front of the microphone to review stuff, mainly because we don't have to pay them if they're work experience. We welcome Barry today. Hello, Barry.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So what? Where are you from, Barry? What's your thing?
I'm from London. Lived in London all my life and everything. And I'm reviewing film.
Are you? Where are you a student?
King's College London.
Of course you are.
Of course
that's
I am.
That's traditional. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're reviewing films for us. Excellent news.
Yes, I am.
And what have you? What have we got?
Well, I think we're going to start off with The Huntsman: Winter's War.
Yes.
So this is the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman, released back in 2012.
Yes.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay then. So basically, to be honest, it's kind of unrelated to the sequel, but it is in sort of ways. Basically, it's based on Snow White and some of the characters featured in it, but Not so much, basically, in this film.
So it's what they've done is they've taken the film that was made up anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the actual Snow White. Was The Huntsman the first one, the story of Snow
White? Yeah, so basically, yeah, it was like sort of that traditional Snow White story, but just a bit more darker with the Huntsman killing off the Evil Queen.
Are there any dwarfs?
There are dwarfs. Good. Rob Brydon is one of them, and Sheridan Smith in this one.
That's dwarfish. You can't. How is Rob Brydon a dwarf?
I mean, I think it's...
That's very much a part you could have played, John, isn't it? I bet you're livid.
What do you mean?
Well, because you're vertically challenged, aren't you?
You're going to be employment challenged. If you I don't think it's right that Rob Brydon... Rob Brydon is not a dwarf, right? Am I right?
You are right.
This is
correct.
Like when in The Hobbit, James Nesbitt was a dwarf or a hobbit or something, wasn't he? Small, right?
I mean...
Barry, listen, right? Think about it, right? Dwarfs are available.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
So casting non-dwarfs as dwarfs is dwarfish. That's like blacking up. You can't do it.
Yeah, it sort of is. Yeah.
It is. You can't do that anymore. Right? That is not right. If, you know, it was Snow White and the Seven Black People, and they cast white people and blacked them up, they would rightly be outraged.
Yeah.
So I don't see that this is any better, casting a normal Rob Brydon man in the role of a dwarf, when good dwarf actors are eminently available. Barry, what do you say to that?
I mean... I still think it's a sight to see, like Rob Brydon as a dwarf. I think it's still a good selling point.
Okay, fine.
And Sheridan Smith and Nick Frost.
Nick Frost,
he is.
have we got a clip of this horror?
I believe so. I think so.
Here we go. Oh, we haven't got a clip of it. All right, fine.
Oh, we haven't.
Mirror on the wall. Who is the most powerful of them all? If it's a fairy tale you're hoping for, prepare yourself for so much more.
Is Widow Twanky in it?
By that, who do you mean?
Well, in the traditional pantomime scenario of Snow White, and indeed all the others, there's always like a Widow Twanky-style character, isn't there? Played, by the way, by what? In panto?
Panto, bloke.
Thank you.
Oh.
Azza playing a...
woman bloke.
A woman. When women are available.
Yeah.
It's the same as blacking up. You can't do it.
They do it the other way around in panto as well.
You do mean the Evil Queen here? You do mean
I mean Widow Twanky, Barry. Have you ever seen a pantomime?
Is it Twanky? I don't know who you're talking about here.
It's in a pantomime. Which one's Widow Twanky?
I think she's in Aladdin, to be honest. Doesn't matter, move on.
Anyway.
what's the film like?
It's mixed up. Yeah. Basically, so the general story of this one is there's two evil queens. There's Ravenna, who's Charlize Theron, and... basically, she's the evil sister, and she has a good sister called Freya, who's Emily Blunt. She finds out that Freya's got a baby, who's supposed to be the fairest of them all, the most prettiest.
Yes.
So Charlize tries to kill them off.
Right.
And...
Is this before or after the story of Snow White that we know about?
So this is before. And then the Snow White bit happens.
Yes.
And then in the last film, Charlize dies, but then suddenly...
Spoiler alert.
What?! I mean, you kind of got to go into it knowing that anyway. But then it moves on to after the last film, and then suddenly there's a great big war about the baby. So it's all a bit mixed up here. It's kind of like Snow White plus Frozen plus Game of Thrones. It's all very much.
I mean, I can see as a pitch why that would have worked.
Yeah.
What do you got for me? Tell me what you got.
Well, what I was thinking.
Yeah.
What's popular at the moment? Frozen, Game of Thrones...
Alan Titchmarsh!
and Snow White.
Yeah!
I'm thinking...
Yeah! I love it!
Snow White.
I'm loving it.
And the Alan Titchmarsh.
I'm loving it.
Game of Titchmarsh.
I love it. Who's playing Titchmarsh? Rob, give me Rob Brydon.
Rob Brydon.
Alan Titchmarsh is ill.
Idris Elba.
Get me. He's the first black Titchmarsh. I like that. Get me that. Get Idris Elba to Rob Brydon up and white him up as Rob Brydon. Idris Elba.
Welch him up.
I want Elba playing Brydon. White it up. Oh. And that's a film.
Why is he playing Rob Brydon? I don't know.
That's a film right there. You got a film. You got a green light. You got a film.
Idris Elba playing Rob Brydon playing Alan Titchmarsh.
My God.
With Snow White.
Yeah. And that's the next film. That's great. The next film. Yeah. Well, there you go.
I can't wait. The next logical step, isn't it? Exactly. Really?
Right, Barry, stay there because I know you've got more films to discuss.
Yep.
This is Talk Radio. We'll be doing that next time. John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April used car event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis. Stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Starting in Lancashire for the southbound side of the M61, one lane's closed due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between Junction 8 at Chorley and Junction 6 at Horwich for the A6027. Westbound side of the M62 through West Yorkshire, one lane closed due to a broken down lorry between 22 at Rishworth Moor and Junction 21 at the Milnrow. And finally through Worcestershire, the northbound side of the M5, very slow between Junction 7 at Worcester and 4A for the M42. It's following a breakdown through the roadworks. All lanes now open, but delays remain in the area. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio, and it's just coming up to a time. Cornelius has got some of your reactions that are coming in. People are reacting. If you want to react this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word.
How are they reacting?
Yes, John. 2012 has sent in hashtag make Coney famous, and good God, I'm hungover.
Okay, did you send that one in?
Yeah.
I've got here, just reacting, coming in, sudden movement of two articulations in the leg joint between the femur and tibia and the femur and the patella. That's knee jerk. Right. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and you join us midst the work experience. Punditry today, it's film, it's Barry. He's been to see film, he has the knowledge of film. What is the second film?
The second film this week is Midnight Special.
Okay, do tell us about it.
So this one is, it's a bit more serious, but still kind of like sci-fi fantasy-esque. Okay. So father and son.
Yes.
And the son has superpowers, and basically they've got to run away from the government, or else they're going to like capture him and use him for... all these other
for government evil.
Yeah, for government evil.
Okay,
in America. So it's a lot more. It's sci-fi, but still quite emotional because you've got this father and son relationship, and it is pretty genuine. You've got Adam Driver and Kristen Dunst. Adam Driver is the friend of the father, but then Kristen Dunst is the ex-wife of the father.
Okay.
So you've still got this big chase going on, trying not for the government not to capture them, but still you've got these family issues within
it. So it's a family drama meets sci-fi. I mean, is it more
basically
family drama or is it more sci-fi?
More family drama, I'd say, but just with the sci-fi as an extra. Okay. It's different. It's
right.
Great.
Shall we have a listen to the clip?
Let's see that.
What's it called?
Midnight Special.
What do you know about Alton Meyer?
I wouldn't know where to start. Maybe it fits.
Things would break. It was like a feeling.
Kind of feeling. We need to know where he is. You'll have no clue what you're dealing with, do you?
Midnight Special, a clip from it there.
There you go.
Made no sense. they don't know, do they? You don't about the content. I mean, traditionally, on the radio, you have a reviewer in. I know it works. You play a clip of the film. Pointless, really. But, there it is anyway.
Just a bit of colour.
A bit of production colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did you make? Did you like it? What did you make of it?
No, I really liked it. And again, like, it was... It's really different seeing this sci-fi film, but with an emotional core behind it. And even the child actor, it's like the guy who plays the superpower son.
Yeah.
He's up there with one of the best child actors I've seen in film. Like up there with. Did you see Room with Brie Larson?
No, I have read the book, but I haven't seen the film.
The film, like the son in that, is fantastic.
He's not as good in the book,
isn't he?
No, the actor's rubbish in that book. Yeah.
What?
Carry on.
Anyway, but no, it's a fantastic film and just something different, like a sci-fi film with this emotional.
So who's it aimed at?
It.
I mean, because if you're saying the word sci-fi, that says geek. But now you're saying family drama, that says...
It's weird, yeah. I'd probably say like late teens, early adults, maybe like at least that age.
Okay.
But then, I mean, kids can see it. But it's just because they probably won't feel as connected with this emotional storyline going behind it.
Will I like it?
I think you will like it.
Okay, interesting.
I encourage you to see it.
Well, that's what you're here for. So that's fine. So in the sense that... Tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the premise as you've just sold it to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like the film Firestarter.
I haven't seen that.
No.
Ooh.
Have you?
I've heard the song.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Okay.
It's based on a Stephen King novel, and it starred a very young Drew Barrymore, I think, as a girl with special powers, in that she could start fires. Hence the and same thing. They went on the run. The government went after them. So I thought it might be like that.
Oh, okay.
But I can't ask you whether it's like that because you don't know what that is.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's my advice to you.
I will.
It's quite an old film, but it's
fine. Okay.
All right, Midnight Special. Yeah, good.
Yep. So that's the film. That's the other film on cinema, and then going into DVD this week, Mad Max Fury Road. Which won all the Oscars earlier this year.
Mainly, not all of the Oscars.
A lot of them. I think it was like up there with like the most wins.
Right.
Mainly for like all the technical awards, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's part of the Mad Max franchise. It's the fourth film in the series, starring Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron again.
Yeah.
But this time she's in a good film, this one. Yeah. But it doesn't really have like a strong storyline. It's just like a big old chase in this post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
But it's just like the scale of it and just the... spectacle behind it's incredible.
Does it work on, because I saw it at the cinema, as I mean many people probably did, but
yeah.
Does it work on the small screen given the scale of, you know, it's so cinematic?
You know, what type of TV are we talking here? We're talking like 3D TV or just like if we're talking like that,
the little screens on the back of airplane chairs?
I mean, it'll still feel it, but probably not as much as like on the cinema. No, but I mean, just there's still, you're still impressed by the scale of it.
My nana's TV, which is from about 1983.
I think it can handle it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The TV in the reception downstairs at TalkSport.
Tricky. Maybe with the volume up, it'll be all right.
Well, yeah, and you only really get to see, like, 2 seconds of it, really.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Walk through it. You can't hang around in there.
There's no room to sit and watch stuff in that reception.
You've got to be lucky.
Yeah.
Really, I'd say probably one of the worst TVs to watch films on.
Yeah. I mean, it's up there, isn't it?
Because
you're absolutely right. And it, also, what happens is, because it's behind the receptionist...
Yeah.
she's in the way.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You know,
she's on the phone as well.
Yeah.
It's bad reception cinema etiquette, really.
Yeah.
It is, you know. That's why I threw my popcorn at her.
Oh.
So, in many ways, Barry, you're saying that the best place to watch this is either on my nana's television or...
IMAX.
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 Basically.
I thought you were Barry. So, but I like, I mean, Mammoth Story is a good film. It's question. It's got questionable. There were accusations of misogyny around at the time, so critically. But as a spectacle, and the fact that it wasn't CGI'd,
no,
and was all done in sort of live, real time, old fashioned stunt work,
exactly.
Got a lot of critical acclaim for that. But that was my. I just wondered whether that worked on the small screen. But I think we've established that now.
Yes.
In a really grown up way. we've got a clip from Mad Max Fury Road. Just because, you know, that's
why
what you.
Colour.
What
you're doing?
Colour. Just a bit of production colour.
Yeah.
Let's see if it works on the radio screen.
My world is fire and blood.
Everything is dependent on oil.
We are killing for gasoline.
The world is almost out of water.
Water.
Now there's the water wars.
Here they come again.
I think it works really well as just a noise.
Yeah.
A wake-up alarm.
Yeah.
That noise isn't CGI'd as well.
No, that's it. They did that noise in real time.
Yeah,
with real
good.
Noise people.
Yeah.
My world is fire and blood.
Voice of the work experience on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme there.
My world is fire and blood. And an angry woman.
Mad Max Fury Road is out on DVD.
Yep.
Finally, Barry.
Yep.
Go on.
Films on TV.
Films on TV.
So all those films which I mentioned are a bit more darker, a bit more action-packed. But if you want something a bit more lighter, a bit more funny, Easy A is on tonight at E4 at 9 p.m. Starring Emma Stone, Stanley Tucci, Amanda Bynes. Do you remember Amanda Bynes?
No.
You don't remember Amanda Bynes?
No, that's why I said no. Who's Amanda Bynes?
She's an incredible woman. So she's like, was the queen of teen comedy. Like the Amanda Show, She's the Man, Hairspray. But she had a bit of a meltdown.
Right.
And then she went to fashion college. And then apparently got expelled from there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's a brilliant woman in every sense. Anyway, but if you'll like her in this film. And it is very funny. It's basically, it's kind of like one of those high school comedies where Emma Stone, she plays a girl called Olive, who has a bit of a reputation for sleeping around with a lot of people.
Yes.
And
sort of very much the opposite of Cornelius. Did you know, Barry?
Oh, my God.
Did you know? This is a fact. You'll like this.
Right.
This is Cornelius,
this
right?
This is not a fact.
Cornelius, right? Cornelius's mum taught him how to French kiss.
I think I heard about this.
Yes, see?
Words come round.
Yes, at a bus stop. Because he was going on a date, and his mum walked him to the bus stop at the end of the road, and she gave him a little kiss goodbye.
Right.
Obviously, wished him luck in the day. And he said, "Mum, why are you crying, Cornelius? Mummy, I've never kissed a girl. I've never kissed anyone." And she then taught him at the bus stop in front of people.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is,
for 15 minutes.
With this story, you know, you completely... There's no validity to it because it starts with, Cornelius was going on a date. So that's how you know it's not true.
But still, it's a heartbreaking story.
I like the words, words getting around all the work experience.
Oh, it is, yeah.
this is a thing.
It's all the gossip. It is.
Anyway, so, okay, she's the opposite of Cornelius, right? Go on. So.
Pretty much. So it's her trying to get out of her reputation, basically. But then you've got Amanda Bynes as this kind of, like, religious freak, just trying to get her expelled at the same time.
Right. I've not heard of this film.
It's really funny.
I mean, was it a big hit?
Probably around, like, I mean, it wasn't nominated for any awards, but it was still, like, a lot of memes and GIFs and YouTube clips. Like, it was big around those sort of things.
Right.
I mean, it's a great... It has a lot of one-liners and, yeah, really funny.
Okay, well, that's...
Really, really
there
funny.
Comes
Is it like Mean Girls?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, that sort of genre, like, Mean Girls, She's the Man.
Is it as funny as Mean Girls?
I'd say so, yeah.
Mm, good.
Bold statement, but...
When's it on?
E4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Have we got a clip of that as well?
I don't think so.
Okay, fine, just act a bit of it out. Oh, we do have a clip of it, all right.
Oh, we do?
Here it comes.
What you heard in the bathroom the other day wasn't true at all. It's actually a funny story.
Olive.
That's your name, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're Marianne. We've had 9 classes together since kindergarten. 10, if you count religion of other cultures, which you didn't because you called it science fiction and refused to go.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not the one that you have to answer to for your depraved behavior. There's a higher power that will judge you for your indecency.
Tom Cruise.
I think that, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's fine. But I think it's all right, but I think it can be improved. Right. And okay. I think that the girl in it who sleeps around should be played by Rob Brydon. Right. By Rob Brydon, but then with Idris Elba. Right. Pitch him in the film again. Hey, guy, hey, you.
Yeah,
get into my office.
Hi there.
Pitch me a film, goddammit.
Hi there, John. Really
pitch me a film, goddammit.
Okay, so here's what we're working on.
Yeah. I love it.
Idris Elba.
Love him.
Playing Rob Brydon.
I love that idea. I had that idea for that last film.
And then Rob Brydon.
Yeah.
Is playing Amanda Bynes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, not many people do, but apparently she's great.
Great.
We
love it.
We put it out
I
there.
I love it.
We put it out there. They came back. They love it.
Put a song from Frozen in it. I love it more.
No problem.
I want Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
As the first black Olaf.
Yeah, okay.
I want Idris Elba playing a snowman. And I want him whited up. With a carrot.
Carrot for nothing.
Up his ass. That's what I want to see.
Timmy, can you saw the carrot? Can you get on it?
Give me a carrot. Up his ass. Let it go. I want him screaming.
Yeah,
there you go.
I love it,
John.
Right, what's your sorry, Kat. What's your what you've got to give them all those films an average?
All the films,
yeah. Just that one mark.
I'm going to say 6.
I love it.
You love it,
yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Barry, thank you very, very. It's just like commode and mayo. This. thank you very much, Barry. That is our work experience film pundit today. There'll be another work experience pundit doing TV, I think, on Monday. Still to come on this program, we test your brand loyalty with the end of the week quiz, plus other some things. It's 2:30. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Friends and family of the 96 Liverpool fans killed in the Hillsborough disaster are at Anfield for the last annual memorial service at the stadium. Thousands of supporters will mark the exact moment 27 years ago when the side's FA Cup semi-final was called off. Steve Kelly's brother was one of those who died.
The families and the survivors of Hillsborough will be gathering here for the last time. You know, it'll be with a heavy heart that we leave at the stadium today. But I'm sure that, you know, within the next years to come, people will always gather in some respect, somewhere, to remember the 96. But it will be, I'm sure, a very, very special occasion today.
5 people are being questioned by police in Birmingham on suspicion of terrorism offences. 3 men and a woman were detained in the city last night, while a 5th person was arrested at Gatwick Airport this morning. Belgium's transport minister has quit after being accused of lying about an EU report published a year ago that criticised security at Brussels Airport. Last month, bombs exploded in the airport departure hall, killing 16 people. A mother has been jailed for life after she confessed to murdering her baby son while in prison for killing her young daughter. 37-year-old Leslie Dunford must serve a minimum of 13 years. The company that makes Dolmio sauce says it shouldn't be eaten more than once a week. It's because of its high levels of sugar and salt. The official campaign period for the EU referendum has started. In campaign has been warning that trade could be reduced if the UK leaves, while supporters of an exit say quitting the EU would allow more money to be spent on the NHS. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have visited one of Bhutan's holiest sites. They trekked up 6 miles of mountainous track to reach the Tiger's Nest Monastery. The weather mostly cloudy with showers or longer spells of rain. In the north, some hail and hill snow. Highs of 12 degrees is more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday morning. Mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, 2:33. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in. A lot of reaction this afternoon. Do keep your reactions reacting to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have you got, Cornelius?
I am full of vomit. That's coming from the TalkSport toilet. look, these doctors may tell me what is wrong with my children has come in.
And I've got on Twitter, this is man at all you can eat buffet simply says, I've had enough. Right then, before we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think this afternoon, we will, we'll enjoy some Request Friday. On a Friday, we open it up to you for requests, just like Simon Mayo on Radio 2, except instead of music, like what he does, and also we can't call it All Request Friday because of legal reasons, some Request Friday on Talk Radio brings you speeches and talks that you'd like to dedicate to some loved ones. Perhaps you just like a shout out. Perhaps you're travelling in your car. You could be doing anything this afternoon. Maybe you're just going off for the weekend and you'd love to hear a Friday speech. And you want to join in with it in the car. As I say, great Friday speech for me. Yeah. I love Ronald Reagan's Challenger shuttle disaster address to the American people from 1986.
That was one of the first speeches I ever bought.
I know. Yeah. I know. I've got it on vinyl, and it's so good. And I like to listen to that in the car. Certainly gets me in a good mood for a Friday. But you know, maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe the first dance at your wedding was a TED Talk. If it was, let us know on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll play it for you. You can call us in on a telephone as well if you want to do that. This has just come in from this is nice actually. Hi John, me and my husband Dennis have been married for 2 years now, and I just want to it's not our anniversary, John, but I love him more and more each day. Aww. And I just the message is simple, John. Just tell him I know he's listening to this, because he listens every afternoon, and he's a long-distance lorry driver, and he'll be on the road listening to radio. I'm at home, and can you just tell him I love him, Dennis, and play for him Halle Berry's Oscar speech.
It means a love speech.
It means so much to us as a couple. So for you, Dennis, from your wife, she loves you very much, here's Halle Berry's Oscar speech.
Oh my God. This moment, so much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Diane Carroll. It's for the women that stand beside me, Jada Pinkett, Angela Bassett. I want to thank my mom, who's given me the strength to fight every single day to be who I want to be and to give me the courage to dream that this dream might be happening and possible for me. I love you, Mom, so much. Thank you. My husband, who is just the joy of my life in India, thank you for giving me peace, because only with the peace that you've brought me have I been allowed to go to places that I never even knew I could go. Thank you. I love you in India. All my heart.
Dennis there. Dennis is a long distance lorry driver. He loves that. That's for you from your wife Denise. And she says she loves you very much. We'll play that for you this afternoon on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. I think we can take phone requests as well if you want to get involved in that. I think we've got someone on the telephone now. Let's go live to the telephone. Hello?
John, I've been having a real earworm from Michael Norton's How to Buy Happiness speech lately. Could you play it out for the glory of Cthulhu?
Absolutely, we could. Yeah, what a Friday speech that is. Michael, thank you for your call. Michael Norton's How to Buy Happiness. I think this is a TED Talk, I'm sure. I think it is. This is great. Enjoy this.
So I want to talk today about money and happiness, which are two things that a lot of us spend a lot of our time thinking about, either trying to earn them or trying to increase them. And a lot of us resonate with this phrase. So we see it in religions and self-help books that money can't buy happiness. And I want to suggest today that, in fact, that's wrong. And in fact, if you think that, you're actually just not spending it right. So that instead of spending it the way you usually spend it, maybe if you spent it differently, that might work a little bit better. And before I tell you the ways that you can spend it that will make you happier, let's think about the ways we usually spend it that don't, in fact, make us happier. We had a little natural experiment. So CNN a little while ago wrote this interesting article on what happens to people when they win the lottery. It turns out people think when they win the lottery, their lives are going to be amazing. This article is about how their lives get ruined. So what happens when people win the lottery is, number one, they spend all the money and go into debt. And number two, all of their friends and everyone they've ever met find them and bug them for money. And it ruins their social relationships, in fact.
That was Gary on the telephone. He said that as an earworm. Woke up with that this morning. You can't get rid of it, can you?
You can't, no. I find saying the speech yourself helps get rid of it.
No, I think you're right. Yes, it does. That's Michael Norton's How to Buy Happiness speech, and he wanted that played out, because it was an earworm, for the glory of Cthulhu. If you've got a speech you want to hear or talk, then, of course, on Some Request Friday, you can hear on Talk Radio. Get in touch, Hank.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any work.
Right, so it's time for What the People Think. As you know, it is Talk Radio. It's the home of debate. So we like to go out onto the streets to find out what people think. What do they think? What do the people on the street think today? Do they think hammers or crisps?
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
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 Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
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 Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
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 Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
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 Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
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 Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Crisps.
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 What everyone's talking about this afternoon, of course, hammers or crisps. If you want to get involved in that debate as well, of course, it is raging. Text hammers or crisps, depending on which you think, to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or on Twitter, use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word
hammers, or, hammers crisps.
Oh, it's like you're in sync there.
It's like, yep.
Move on.
Like our periods are. So, if you would like
No.
Sorry, Ken. You would like to leave the studio, Cornelius.
Yeah, get out.
Why?
Oh, because it's time. Very
nearly. Oh, yeah, of course.
You're going in a lift, my friend. And this is the reason. On a Friday, what we do is we... don't go yet. We round up the haters, texts and tweets. Actually, do. haters, texts or tweets that come in to us here at... hang on a minute. Just whoa.
He's rebelling. He's rebelling.
The haters, texts or tweets. If you hate the programme and me personally or Cornelius.
I do.
I know. Then let us know. If you want to troll us on social media, be our guest. Because what we do on a Friday is we round all of the haters, texts and tweets up. And we take them and we put them in Cornelius's hand. And the reason we do that is because then we send him to a lift. Because he says that the word con... is short for Cornelius. So
that can't be true.
Well, that's what he says. We send him off to the lift, which is where he's gone. And he reads out the texts and tweets from the haters and trolls as the lift travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we then like to call condescending.
That's so smart.
Yeah. We'll be doing that very shortly. Before it, though, however, I don't know whether you're familiar with the news.
It's
complicated.
People talk about it.
It's complicated.
And it just straight over my head.
I know, but this feature is for you then, Cass, and others, because this is where we explain the news in a simple form. We condense it down to the art and the form and the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Syria elect Russian Assad looks like a more evil Jimmy Carr.
It's the news in haikus. Yeah, the hater's gonna hate. So this is where we send paid intern Cornelius to the lift in the building. He thinks the word con is short for Cornelius. It isn't, but let's just indulge that for a moment, because otherwise the wordplay here simply won't work. It's a man in a lift clutching the haters' texts and tweets that have come in from the trolls, read out as the lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. I don't know if you can hear me. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm just outside the lift. I'll go in now. Bit of a James Bay on the radio there.
Playing Virgin.
I don't miss that. Anyway, here we go.
Yep.
This came in by text. I think you, John, and your team should be the first radio show team to go on the moon and not come back.
Right.
Nice. This was a review on a public forum. Listening to John Holmes on Talk Radio, this show is just a gargantuan waste of time for everyone involved, but mostly the listener.
Carry on.
If my kids are playing up when I'm driving, I like to punish them by putting John Holmes on the radio and making them listen. That's from Steve on Twitter. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. The John Holmes show on Talk Radio is like the British weather. Come on in. Is the reason I don't live in this country. Oh, the man has just walked in and walked out again.
good lift, actually.
God, I hate everything about the John Holmes show. Even typing his name riles me. That was on Twitter. This show is the audio equivalent of stubbing your toe on the coffin of a recently deceased loved one. Nothing makes me appreciate silence more than John Holmes on Talk Radio. Thank you, Kevin. Talk Radio, more like Talk Rubbish. That's from Unimaginative. And finally, this was a real kick in the teeth. Bloody hell, even Steve Wright is better than this. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius. Live from the lift there. So if you've got a beef with the programme and or me as a person, then simply either tweet it or send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Twitter's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with I hit John.
Fine. And you could get onto the list to be read out live from the lift next week on Condescending. 2:46, we'll be back with the brand loyalty end of the week quiz next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marvelling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, one lane closed due to an accident between junction 4A at Farnborough and junction 5 at Hook. Through Gloucestershire, the northbound side of the M5 still stop start following an accident between junction 10 at Cheltenham and junction 9 at Tewkesbury for the A46. All lanes now open, but delays remain on the cameras. And finally to Cheshire in Runcorn, the Runcorn Widnes Bridge, the A533 northbound towards Widnes completely blocks an accident involving two cars and a trailer between the Western Point Expressway and Queensway.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio, just like that bit of production intimated. It's coming up to 10 to 3. After 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate. Also, we will have live music this afternoon. Being a Friday, we have arranged for a busker, more or less against his will, to be dragged in from the streets to bring live busking music to the Friday afternoon on Talk Radio, because that's what we do. And not only that, there'll be Professor Stephen Hawking, and he's going to come in to tell us a joke, and that's before 4 o'clock. Ahead of that, though, it's time to test the brand loyalty of listeners to this programme in the end of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
So if you are a regular listener to the programme and you want your brand loyalty tested, then this is the place to do it. And it's also the place to do it if you don't want your brand loyalty tested. However, it's very simple. All you have to do is listen to some clips of what happened on the programme over the preceding days and tell us what happened next. That is all. It's very simple. And we play now. Let me just check. 8,000,006. Tom's on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, yourself?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Tom. What are you doing, Tom? What do you do?
Well, I work in a shoe shop, normally Monday to Friday, but I've got a day off today.
Day off today?
Yeah, day off today.
What's your favourite kind of shoe?
Brogues, really, I think.
Well, Brogue.
Yeah.
Good choice, good strong choice.
He's gone broke.
Yeah. Cornelius?
Yeah.
Don't speak.
Sorry.
Okay, Tom, you're like a brogue. Good, glad. What else? Where are you from, Tom?
I'm from Guildford.
Guildford, okay. He likes a brogue, he's from Guildford. Right, I think that's, by the way, this is radio banter now, Tom. It's what we do. just get to know each other a little bit.
You know, okay, yeah.
You know, and now it's over. So, instead, let's press on with the quiz. Now, Tom, have you been listening all week to the programme?
Not as much as I should have done, I don't think. But
okay, well, we'll see. Do you not have the radio on in the shoe shop?
Not always, no.
Not always, but sometimes. In the staff area.
In the staff room. Or
but you're in and out, aren't you? Measuring feet, aren't you, Tom? In and out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all those people coming in.
To listen to radio, yeah.
All people coming in with their shoe required. Shoe. Oh, they're so. What shoes? So demanding, aren't they? Give me shoes, they say. They're so demanding, the people who want shoes.
Oh, no. Too demanding.
Anyway. end of the week, because I'm going to play you three clips of things that have happened on the programme. Tommy, just have to tell me what happened next. So let us start with question one. Going all the way back to Monday now, over the previous weekend, we asked drunk people their opinions on the news in our feature we call Alco Vox Pops. Here's a clip.
Prime Minister David Cameron is offshore. What do you think about this?
His forehead looks like ham. That's all I've got on him.
Right. That was Alco Vox Pop's drunk people cameras for their opinions on the week's news. But after asking some question or other about stealing, that's my next question, a drunk person then gave me a gift. What was that gift? Was it A, a business card? Was it B, A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lunchbox? Or was it C, a condom that was so old it had gone out of date?
I'm going to go with A, a business card.
Business card. He's gone with A, a business card. Let's find out.
Nobody's perfect. I think we all steal intellectual property on a daily basis. And I'm going to give you my business card.
His right answer! Good work, Tom. Okay, here's question number two. Wednesday saw us discuss our celebrity non-ecdotes. Slightly dull stories of times we've met celebrities where nothing much happened. Here's a clip. Hey, brilliant showbiz anecdote earlier that was that The Edge once poured me some wine.
Yeah.
Cornelius's story was that he once bought something for the actor Hugh Jackman. Tom, what did he buy for the actor Hugh Jackman? Was it A box of crayons to keep him busy while he waited for the interview to start? Was it B, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lunchbox? Or was it C, condoms?
I'm going to go with A, crayons.
A box of crayons for Hugh Jackman, let's find out.
It's a true story, I once bought condoms for Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Tommy, he did as well. And I was there. Weirdly, I waited with Hugh Jackman while he went to get them. It's a long story. Anyway, here's your next question. Final question. You heard about The Edge there, obviously. We just mentioned that. But finally, who could forget that following his suggestion, Bono's suggestion this is, that we ship comedians off to fight ISIS, we learned about Bono through facts about Bono. Bono's sunglasses, right? Mm. Bono is also short for bone, right? And Bono's sunglasses aren't sunglasses. It's a growth. That's why you never see him without them, do you?
No, that's
so
right.
Bono's sunglasses are actually like antlers. It's like an extension of the inside of Bono's skull that's grown over his face in the shape and design of sunglasses. Okay, that's a fact. Due to what can only be described as an editorial mistake, Tom, one fact about fellow U2er, The Edge, was included in the facts about Bono. But what was the fact about The Edge? Was it A, someone once tried to kill themselves by jumping off him? Was it B, The Edge is not even a separate person, he's just the Edge of Bono? Or was it C, a sex tape of The Edge was once leaked to the internet where he made sweet, sweet love to his hat?
I'm going to go with C, the sex tape.
Sex tape of The Edge making sweet, sweet love to his hat. Let's find
That's
out.
The
Edge is actually not a separate person to Bono. He's just the Edge of Bono. Oh, Tom! It was the Edge of Bono!
Gutted.
Tom!
He should have known that anyway.
God, Tom!
Just as a fact.
But. Let's wait there, Tom, because we need to get your score, obviously, of three questions. You got two wrong and one right, but we have to go to Cornelius now, who's going to work out that score for us.
Yeah,
you've got to check the system. Just check the system.
It's a bit of a slow system.
Slow system, Tom.
Dave uses it. I don't know how to use this properly.
You're not using that. Use that system button there. You see the button marked system?
I'm just going through the brochure.
No. Look in the. No.
Oh, yeah.
That's the wrong page. Go to the back. See, under troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Right. System.
Okay,
there.
Yeah, system. Type system.
Just checking the system. It's quite a slow system. Slow. Do you want to print out the score?
Yeah, I'll just go. Yeah, it's ready. I'll just print it out.
Yeah. We're just going to print. Just going to print out the score. Just get the printers out. Just go to the printer. Go to the printers out there. Just print out the. No, just get it off the. That's it.
I've got it.
Right.
Right.
So he got one right and two wrong.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'll just look at the graph.
So what's the score?
He got one.
He got one right.
Yeah.
Over my shoulder.
Has he won anything?
No.
Oh, Tom, commiserations, Tom, but also congratulations for getting one right. Well done. My advice to you, listen more closely next time. Tom, that is Tom in the shoe shop. His favourite shoes are brogue. He's from Guildford. It's Talk Radio. After 3 o'clock, the big debate is on the way. There will also be Professor Stephen Hawking popping in to tell us a joke. More of your reactions. And also, if you've got a condolence message for Alan Titchmarsh, who sadly is still alive, then do get that in. You can get him in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
Love. Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Liverpool remembers the 96 killed at Hillsborough. 5 held on suspected terror offences. And find out who's baking the Queen's birthday cake.
Talk Radio.
Thousands of people are gathering at Anfield for the last memorial service for the 96 people killed in the Hillsborough disaster 27 years ago. A minute silence will be held at 3:06, the exact time the FA Cup semi-final was stopped. Steve Kelly's brother died. He says it's right that the services should stop in their current form.
Families move on. Because things do move on and the services stop today. We will gather in the future at some other places to remember the 96 and the survivors of Hillsborough. But today will be a very, very special event, and I'm sure it'll be a bit of heavy heart that we'll be leaving the stadium today.
5 people have been questioned by police on suspicion of preparing or instigating acts of terrorism. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
A man was arrested at Gatwick early this morning, and another 3 men and 1 woman were detained in Birmingham last night. They're aged between 26 and 59. Counter-terrorism bosses in the West Midlands say there's no indication an attack in the UK was being planned, but they are searching a number of properties in Birmingham. The action comes after work with MI5 and authorities in Belgium and France.
Belgium's transport minister has resigned over accusations she lied about an EU report that criticised security at Brussels Airport a year ago. 2 Islamic State group suicide bombers detonated bombs in the airport departure hall last month. A mother who's in prison for killing her 3-year-old daughter is now also admitted to suffocating her baby son. 37-year-old Leslie Dunford has been told she'll serve at least 13 years for the murder of 7-month-old Harley. A former chancellor claims leaving the European Union would create economic uncertainty which would damage trade. The official campaigning period before the referendum in June begins today. Alistair Darling says none of the promises being made by those who want to leave can be guaranteed.
Vote Leave claim that Britain will have a new UK-EU trading relationship. But nobody knows what this actually means. It is a fantasy to suppose that the day after we leave, Other European countries will give us everything we want and ask for nothing in return.
Vote Leave says an exit would free up billions of pounds, which could be spent on the NHS. The maker of Dolmio pasta sauce is advising people not to eat some of its products more than once a week. Mars says some of the sauces will be marketed as occasional foods rather than everyday because of their high sugar and salt content. And Great British Bake Off winner Nadia Hussein has revealed she's baking the Queen's 90th birthday cake. She says she'll be serving up an orange drizzle cake with orange curd and orange buttercream.
How many cakes?
That's one, probably.
I thought he was baking the 90th one.
For the 90th birthday.
Read that sentence again.
Great British Bake Off winner Nadia Hussein has revealed she's baking the Queen's 90th birthday cake.
Suggesting there are another 89 of them.
No, suggesting the Queen is 90.
You're right.
No.
How do you feel, Victoria?
Not particularly perky, John, let's be honest.
Why is that?
I didn't sleep very well.
Really? Why is that?
Just wasn't feeling very well, John.
Is it because you were full of drink?
Possibly.
Okay. It's 3 minutes past three. You are listening to Talk Radio. And now Ben's got the sport.
I've got the weather.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with you, John? Are you okay?
Talk Radio, national weather.
Mostly cloudy with showers the longest. I don't have to do it.
Yeah, you do. It's your job.
I don't want to do it with the
Victoria, would you like me to put his mic down?
Hi, Cass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put John's mic down, please. There we go.
And Cornelius's.
What? What happened to anything?
Mostly cloudy.
We can still shout.
You're so rude.
Don't make me come in there.
Cass is through the glass being crossed.
Mostly cloudy with showers or longer spells of rain. In the north, some hail and hill snow. Highs of 12 degrees. Cornelius.
What, my mic wasn't on.
You were yawning really loud and on purpose.
I'm sorry, I didn't think it would pick up because my mic wasn't on.
Is the weather...
You were projecting that.
Is that like your vomit last night?
Yeah, it's not the only thing I've been projecting today.
That's a horrible thought.
I did a slideshow earlier. You came to my slideshow, yeah.
It was really good.
What happened?
It was just pictures of my vomit.
It's 4 minutes past three. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And now Ben's got the sport live from a World War One battleground.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea manager Gus Hiddink says everyone involved in English football should be pleased to see Manchester City and Liverpool doing well in Europe. Manuel Pellegrini's City side will face Real Madrid in the Champions League semi-finals, or Liverpool into the last four of the Europa League. Hiddink says it won't make taking on the Manchester club in the Premier League this weekend any easier.
When a team is getting into a certain flow of success and results, then they like to continue. It's just encouraging for us. One reason more to expect a very strong opposition.
Chelsea versus Manchester City is live and in full on TalkSport tomorrow evening. Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says it's unlikely that we'll see Bastian Schweinsteiger play again this season. The German damaged knee ligaments on international duty last month. It's another big night in the Championship promotion race. Brighton will go into the top two with a win at home to Fulham. Hull, who are fourth, entertain Wolves. Finally, Andy Murray will face Rafa Nadal in the last four of the Monte Carlo Masters. It's after a comfortable 6-2-6 love win over Milan. Losh Ryanic. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That's the sport there live from a World War One battleground. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon then, it is Talk Radio, I am John Holmes. Yes, still to come on the programme, your chance to win £14 million before 4 o'clock. We've got £14 million to give away. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning it is be the chief executive of BP. Despite criticism and falling profits and job cuts and a 59% shareholder vote that says you shouldn't get it, the £14 million could still be yours. Now remember, In order to be eligible to win, you do need to be the chief executive of BP, Bob Dudley. So if that is you, simply outline why you deserve it, despite the redundancies and the company's worst ever annual losses, plus an intervention on executive pay by the Institute of Directors. Write all that down on a postcard or sealed down envelope and send it to Chief Executive of BP, £14 million pay package offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Please remember to include a stamped address. On below. Talk Radio. It is Talk Radio. So then, 7 minutes past three, that means it's after 3 o'clock, and that means it's time for the big debate. Now, of course, very sad news that many people are talking about this afternoon is that Alan Titchmarsh is still alive after he ate that fish and chips and egg and was airlifted to hospital. But the other sad news is that the man who is the voice of many, many train announcements and tube announcements in London, a guy called Phil Sayer, has sadly passed away, and possibly the most famous of his announcements that he recorded was the phrase "Mind the Gap," and obviously many people are talking about that this afternoon, because obviously the notion of gaps simply divides people. It's I mean, I hesitate to actually discuss this on the radio because it's such a divisive issue, but you know, it's controversial. But yes, if it's going to be discussed in an adult way, then obviously this programme is the place to do that. After 3 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. It's the home of debate, of course. And on the line now, and I very much think, am I right in thinking that you, is it Anthony, you are for gaps? You'd like the notion of gaps?
Sorry, yeah, I am actually.
Yes.
Of course I'm for gaps. Yes. Why would you not want a gap? What's wrong with you?
Well, it's not me. I'm saying, you know,
do I have to start saying why I want a gap now?
No,
I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait. I have to.
Well, all right, I'll find a way. I don't care.
I have to adjudicate. The way the Talk Radio works is there's someone for a thing, someone against a thing. I have to play devil's advocate in the middle. That's how it works. You're four gaps. Tell us why.
Now?
Yes.
Fine. Because, right, like, if you're, like, getting off a tube train, yeah?
Yep.
And, like, you see the little gap, like, there's some little bit, you go, like, ah, I hope I don't drop my phone down there.
Yes.
And it's a bigger thing than that, because what it does, yeah, is it reminds you of your mortality. Like, when I see a gap and I get over it, yeah, I feel alive, which is ironic, since that bloke is dead, very sadly, yeah?
Yep.
But it represents the brink. Like, it's the yawning chasm, yeah? You're one misstep away from it all being game over, yeah? And the thing is now, John, right, we're too safe. Like, the gap, you're rolling the dice. It's like licking a bit of raw chicken, do you know what I mean? Like, or, like, fish and chips and egg or whatever, yeah?
You're not... Hang on, Anthony, you're not the first person to say that. We're getting a lot of texts coming in, actually, saying exactly that.
Good, then my job, then I don't need to bother.
Stop. Now, a lot of people agreeing with you here, saying that stepping over a gap is like licking chicken. A lot of people saying that, but I know someone who isn't saying it's like licking chicken because he's on the other line. Stay there, please, Anthony, don't go away. Listening to your argument for gaps, I've got Brian from Newton Abbott. He's on line two. He's against gaps.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Nice to speak to you.
And you. Anthony, please give him time to speak. Let him have his say. You've had your say, Anthony. Let him have his say.
All I want to say is not so much about the gaps on the train, which, of course, you know, by its very nature, mind the gap, which would suggest that it's something, you know, to be avoided.
Yes.
What I would say is that, you know, you get, I mean, where I live, you get a lot of, and it's something that your friend there hasn't mentioned, who come up and they want a gap year. They want a gap year, and they cause all sorts of problems in the town. You know, they go out drinking and all that sort of thing. And I don't think that that's anything to be celebrated. I don't know whether your young friend there thinks otherwise, but it's certainly, from my point of view, I don't want to have to go out stepping over young people enjoying a gap year.
Can I jump in, please? Can I jump in, please?
You can jump in now, Anthony.
Because gap year, you're supposed to go to like Thailand and take loads of photos and put them on Facebook. That's what you do with your gap year. You don't go up like the high street and buy white lightning. Well, Where do you live?
Hang on a minute. No, listen, because think about this. Right, if Brian, if you want gaps to stop, then young people would just go on a year, won't they?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I don't know, your young friend there is talking about going abroad. I mean, where we are, we got lots of sort of surfing and all that sort of thing, wind sports, water sports, yes, all that sort of thing.
Dirty.
I'm trying to make a sensible point.
Yes.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Right. So they come down and they're doing their water sports all over the place, and you get there in the morning and there's people been doing water sports in the town.
Yep.
What's wrong with that? That's nice.
Well, listen,
there's nothing wrong. I mean, I've done a lot of water sports in my
time. Yeah, you sound like you have. You sound like you. Yeah, I have. She loves it. I know she loves it.
Look, there's no point in talking over each other. Okay, this is let's have an adult debate here. Now, listen, let's work out exactly where we are, because a lot of people are getting involved on messages on Twitter and on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk
or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
A lot of people are getting involved. A lot of people saying this, and I put this to both of you separately. Okay, this one to you separately. If we move gaps, so I think Anthony's saying he wants to keep gaps. And Brian is saying that he wants everything bunched up. He doesn't want gaps, not least a gap year. Now, I put
Absolutely
this to
right.
What if, Brian, we did indeed bunch everything up? Maybe there's a pilot scheme in your town, in Newton Abbot, where you live, where everything is just bunched together and it eliminates all the gaps in the town. I mean, is that something you would like to see?
I would like to see that. Whether that can actually happen, I don't know. I mean, my wife has got a gap in her teeth.
Yeah.
She's a very, very attractive woman. What is her one thing?
Well, no.
Anthony, give him his chance.
Anthony,
I'm talking about my wife's gap. Now you talking about my wife's water sports. I'm talking about her gap.
And she's I'm saying leave her if you don't like gaps, bruv. Just leave her, innit?
My wife is a very attractive lady, and she's got a gap in her teeth. All I'm saying is bunch her teeth together, as the host is saying. I'm trying to make an important point.
Anthony.
That sounds like a threat.
Anthony.
Bunch them.
What would there be in the market?
What would there be in the market?
Yeah.
I don't have to say it, yeah, because like I don't want to like patronize people. I don't have to say what it would be in the market because it's a gap. It's like this is like the nanny state. Do you know what I mean? It's like you would miss, like if we got rid of all the gaps, you would miss them, bro. Like public executions and cholera. Like once it's gone, it's gone. It's not like Madonna where you can go, oh, I think I'll have a gap this morning. Oh, I think I'll have no gap. Get the calipers. No.
Well, first of all, can I just say Madonna's got a gap in her teeth, like my wife?
No, she has not, though. She got rid of it.
She's got a gap. She's not got a gap in her teeth, Madonna.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Right. My wife has got a gap in her teeth. Madonna's got a gap in her teeth.
Do you want a gap in your teeth?
Can we keep this civil? Keep this civil. I mean, it's a contentious issue. And I said at the beginning, I had second thoughts about discussing gaps on the radio, and we did go for it. Now, so do try and keep it civil.
Can I ask him a question, please? Can I ask him a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, please, Brian?
Yes. Oh, Brian. Yes, Brian.
Is that gap in your wife's teeth? Yeah.
Yes, there is.
The problem, do you get, like, just the tip of your nipple caught in it or something?
Oh, this is out of order.
It's just a question.
No, come on, Anthony. Anthony, you're getting personal with Brian's wife's nipple gap teeth.
He's been personal about his wife.
No, yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to make a serious point here. Bunch them.
You come on the radio, mate. You come on the radio bragging about your water sport. I can't. My wife's got a gap.
Gentlemen. We're going to have to stop this debate. It's got slightly out of hand.
All your little children, bunch them up.
He's lost it, mate. He's lost it.
Anthony, can you sum the debate up in one word for me, Anthony?
Sweatshirt.
Brian, sum the debate up in one word.
Madonna.
It's the big debate on talk radio this afternoon now, as you could hear how heated that was getting, because a lot of it, people do have opinions on gaps and whether we should have them or not. There are too many gaps, has just come in from at too many gaps on Twitter. Fill the gaps in. A lot of people are saying, British close the gaps. What if we close the gaps? They are British gaps between British things. That's coming. So honestly, if you do have a reaction, this is. I mean, it's going crazy on the. On the tweets and everything else. Have you got anything, Cunnings? I know you're looking, you're monitoring
John,
it as it comes in. Yeah.
Yes, lots coming in already, John. Yeah. I grew up as a Gap kid and I turned out perfectly. That's come from at turned out perfectly.
Right, okay. Any reactions that you've got about anything, including the contentious issue of gaps? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's talk radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh... sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday...
who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in North Yorkshire through Bagby, the A19 is completely closed due to a jackknife lorry. In both directions, none too far away from the Bagby Lane junction, police directing traffic there between York and Thirsk. In Lancashire, the southbound side of the M61, one lane closed due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between junction 8 at Chorley and junction 6 at Horwich. And finally, in Neath-Port Talbot, the eastbound side of the M4, Britain Ferry Bridge, one lane closed there due to a broken down lorry around junction 42.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it's 20 past three and live music momentarily. But first of all, you know that I don't know whether you're aware of the news, Cornelius. I don't know whether you're aware of
the news. Yeah, no, well. Yeah.
Sometimes it's quite complicated.
Yeah, well, this thing, whilst I do know it well, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, this is handy then, because what we like to do on the programme is explain the news. We like to simplify the news and we like to play the news out using the art, the form, and the medium of Japanese poetry. It's seven syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mind the gapper noun. Sir dies, hope he doesn't miss the hole in the ground.
The news in haikus. Right, 21 minutes past three. It's Friday, and you know what that means round here?
Yeah?
What?
What does it mean?
It means it's Live Music Friday. That's what it means. And regular listeners will know that on a Friday, what we do is we quite literally send somebody out onto the streets to drag, often against their will, a busker, a street performer, a musician into the studio for a live musical session. And I'm very pleased to welcome today's busker slash musician slash performer who goes by the name of...
Mauro.
Mauro. And Mauro, you are from?
Italy.
Italy. Now, my Italian is poor. I do not have a grasp of it. Your English is good, presumably? Where are we?
Little.
Little, right, okay. Now, the good news here, because we'd done this, you know, we'd planned, you know, we plan ahead, Mauro. So what we've got is a translator.
Yes, I have here. Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, so, Frederica, you're going to translate, yes?
I will.
Yes, That's your job because you're a translator. Just so we clear that up.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
So what's going to happen is we're going to have a chat, and then we're going to hear two tracks from you.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to?
Facciamo prima una discussione piccolina con lui.
Certo.
E poi ti suoni un paio di canzoni.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfetto.
What she said. So
wait. Sorry. What was that last word, Federica?
It was. I can't remember what I said. I think last word was concerning.
Perfecto, is it? What does
perfecto.
That mean?
Perfecto.
What does that mean?
What do you think that means?
Or can you just translate it?
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
We'll have a little chat first. So, Mauro, where are you from in Italy?
Sardinia.
Ah, I didn't need you there.
Yeah.
Didn't need you there.
Paradise.
Sardinia, beautiful part of the world. Absolutely. How long have you been over here?
1 year.
1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
Here.
Yes?
Yeah. It just said here.
Okay, fine.
He said that in English.
I know. I'm just, you know, I don't want to leave you out.
Thank you, John.
Okay, so why don't you just translate it anyway, everything I say, and vice versa. Just even if it's English.
Okay. Mi ha appena detto di tradurre qualsiasi cosa viene fuori dalla sua bocca, quindi farò come mi ha detto.
Grazie. Perfect.
Thank you. Perfect.
Good. Yes, beautiful part of the world. So, and how long have you been playing? Now, what we should say as well is, of course, what instrument? Mario, why don't you tell us what...
Quale strumento suoni?
What instrument you play?
Io suono il flauto.
He plays the flute.
He's got a flute!
That is cool.
Yeah, so last week we had...
Oh, what was it? A Chapman stick.
Chapman stick.
Yeah.
And this week, flute. So we don't just do any old...
Not just guitars.
No, yeah. You know, we like to mix it up musically. Mauro, where do you normally play in London?
Dove suoni di solito qui a Londra?
Suono un po' da tutte le parti. Cerco le stazioni migliori.
Plays a little bit everywhere. It tries to find the tube stations that are the best.
Okay, good. Right, and can you ask him which tube station is the most lucrative?
Dove fai più soldi? In quale stazione fai più soldi?
Se io nella mia vita pensassi ai soldi avrei finito di suonare perché io mi muovo per passione, per portare avanti la mia professione.
So he said that if he had to think about money in his life he would never leave, he would never do anything, so he just does what he does for passion and doesn't really care which station
what
is the
excellent.
Most lucky.
What an excellent attitude. See, that's what we like to hear. Well, let's hear some of the passion now, because you're going to play for us. It is the flute. What's the name of the track? What we're going to hear first?
Qual è la prima canzone che andremo a ascoltare?
Sì, intanto io suono il flauto, ma faccio musica classica.
He just said that he plays the flute and he plays mostly classical music.
Yes.
Yeah, diciamo che suono Bach, sono un interprete della musica di Bach per flauto solo.
So he tries to interpret Bach's tracks.
Yes.
For a
solo
flute.
Yeah,
you're rocking this, John.
Oh yeah. Okay. In your own time then. Here we go. This is Live Music on Talk Radio.
Okay, questo primo pezzo si chiama Partita in La Minore.
So the first track is called Partita in La Minore.
Partita in La Minore.
Listening to BBC Radio 3. That was Mark's flute solo, arranged and composed by Mauro from Sardinia. That was excellent. Thank you so much. That was
brilliant, very, very fine.
We'll be having more live classical flute music on Talk Radio after the news, which is coming next. You're going to stay around and translate, right, Frederica? Good stuff. Right, Talk Radio, it's just coming up to 3:30. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The names of all the 96 Liverpool fans who died in the Hillsborough disaster have been read out at an emotional final memorial service at Anfield. The entire city stopped for a minute's silence, led by the Bishop of Liverpool, the Right Reverend Paul Bayes.
27 years ago, 3:06, a match hardly started, yet ended, and hundreds of lives changed forever.
Five people are being questioned on suspicion of terror offences in connection with the attacks in Paris and Brussels. Three men and a woman were detained in Birmingham last night, while a fifth was arrested at Gatwick Airport this morning. A mother who's in prison for killing her 3-year-old daughter is now also admitted to suffocating her baby son. 37-year-old Leslie Dunford has been told she'll serve at least 13 years for the murder of 7-month-old Harley. The manufacturer of Dolmio and Uncle Ben's sauces is warning families to only eat some of their products once a week. Mars says it's because of the amount of sugar, salt and fat in the products. One of the country's most famous voices heard on railway platforms for decades has died. Phil Sayer, who was 62, was behind countless pre-recorded Network Rail apologies. A statement on his website reads, "We're sorry to announce that this service terminates here." The weather, rain and showers clearing eastwards tonight. Could be a frost in places. Lows of 4 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. 3:31. You're listening to Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith, tomorrow morning from 8
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, it's 3:31. Good afternoon, and Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Of course, don't forget, by the way, it is Some Request Friday. If you got a request for a talk or a speech, Talk Radio, you see, that's what I have to do. That means a lot to you. Maybe you, we've already had several requests, of course. We played Jack Nicholson's 1976 speech for, was it for Simon, I think, who wanted to hear that again because it took him back. Good memories. It reminded him of the year he spent travelling through Belgium on horseback selling telescopes to chefs. If you've got a speech that means something to you, 8722.
Start your message with the word
or
talk.
Or you can use Twitter at talk.
Start your message with any word you want.
Good. You join us amidst live music, however. It is Live Music Friday as well. We're very pleased to have Mauro in the studio. He is from Sardinia. We also, before he is, my Italian is poor. He is Italian. We have translator. Federica's translating for us. Hello.
Hello.
And what's Italian for hello?
Ciao.
Yeah, I knew that. We've heard already an arrangement of Bach played on the flute. Before we hear some more music, though, let's. How long, Mara, have you been playing the flute for? Then, how long?
Per quanto tempo hai suonato? Sai suonare il flauto?
Da quando ero bambino.
Since he was a little kid.
Since he was a little kid. So, and why the flute? What attracted you first to the flute as an instrument?
Come mai il flauto? Qual è la prima cosa che ti ha attratto verso il flauto?
Perché il flauto è. È il suono del respiro.
Because the flute is the sound of the breath.
Which it is. Yes, of course it is, yeah.
È direttamente ciò che noi abbiamo dentro, è l'anima che comunica.
It's as if it is the soul communicating from the inside to the outside.
Okay, so it's, would you say then it's an instrument that puts the musician, the player, in closest touch with where the music sort of originates, is that the sort of thought behind it?
Pensi che il flauto sia uno strumento che mette il suonatore dello strumento più in contatto con la musica, con sì. Il pensiero che c'è dietro la musica.
Giustissimo, anche perché se noi osserviamo il flauto è un tubo vuoto, non ha niente, non è un sassofono. Ecco, se prendiamo il sassofono c'è sempre un qualcosa che vibra per portare la musica. Qui è proprio l'aria direttamente che fa la musica, l'alito. Sorry, it's long.
He completely agrees with what you said, and he also showed me how the flute is made. He showed you as well.
Yes.
It's basically just a simple tube. It's nothing like a saxophone, for instance. So the tube is simple. It doesn't have anything inside. So you just literally breathe into the instrument.
Yes. And then you change the amount of breath going through, obviously, with the flute keys, and that just that regulates the... how much yes
the vibration
that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin.
Quindi moderando il tipo di fiato che tu metti dentro il flauto e
esatto.
Giocando anche con i tasti poi tu puoi regolare le note.
Esatto, ma la produzione del suono, la produzione è cioè non c'è nessun sistema, cioè non c'è nessun corpo che vibra a differenza degli altri strumenti a fiato. È proprio l'aria che fa il suono. È come soffiare in una bottiglia. La bottiglia, the bottle. E stessa... Ok, spiega, hai capito bene.
Yeah, so basically you regulate your breath and according to that then the notes change. But what he wanted to stress is that there is nothing in between your breath and the final sound.
Yes.
The only thing that you can do is regulate the breath, touch on the keys. And that's it.
Okay, well, let's hear some more then. This is live on Talk Radio. You're listening to Talk Radio. And I know you think you're listening to Classic FM, but you're not. We can do this. We can do this stuff too. It's Mauro. He's from Sardinia. He is a busker, a musician, a performer, plies his trade around London. We've dragged him in off the street. Very pleased we have. More live music then. What are we going to hear this time?
Cosa ascoltiamo questa volta?
Ascoltiamo il terzo movimento della sonata di Bach, che... il corrente, cioè il movimento veloce di questa sonata in la minore di Bach.
Okay, we're hearing another movement from this sonata from Bach.
Okay.
And it's more active, more lively than the previous one.
Okay, here we go. Live music on Talk Radio. Thank you. Italian. He's playing the flute for us live on Talk Radio. You don't get this on Scott Mills.
No.
Live on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Mauro Uzzelli is my name.
That's a surname.
Mauro Uzzelli. Okay, and could you ask him where we would maybe find? Is he online? Do we? Where would we? Where would we find any of his work?
Dove possiamo trovare il tuo lavoro, la tua musica?
Online, online, su YouTube, su Facebook.
Con quale referenza?
Oppure Mauro Uzzelli, se uno digita Mauro Uzzelli, in Italia è un flautista famoso.
Okay, so we can find him on YouTube.
Yes.
And online.
Yes.
And if apparently in Italy, Mauro Uzzelli is a famous flute player.
Yeah, well, quite right too. What we'll do, we'll tweet the link. We'll forget the website and we'll tweet the link out on the Talk Radio site. So while he's here though, because he's Italian, big news of the day. Let's get an actual Italian's opinion on the Dolmio sauce fiasco. So you've seen this in the news. Dolmio sauces have said eating too many of them will be dangerous. Let's get an Italian's point of view on that.
You want it from me?
No.
Okay. Oggi c'è stata una notizia delle salse Dolmio, e dicono che le famiglie possono mangiarle solo una volta a settimana per il contenuto di grassi e zuccheri nelle salse. Qual è la tua opinione?
Quali sarebbero, scusa, queste salse che hanno?
Salse Dolmio.
Cioè hanno fatto la prevenzione, hanno fatto una prevenzione per non...
So he doesn't really know about the story. Yes. So I'm trying to explain that.
That's fine.
In pratica queste salse sono in commercio, sì. Sono salse tipo salsa alla carbonara, salsa alla matriciana. E
ah, ma salse italiane?
Salse simili italiane.
Ok. Cosa ne pensi?
Cosa ne pensi?
Che mi piacciono tantissimo.
He likes them.
Okay.
Get
him to give me the Italian word for dangerous. That'll do.
Qual è la parola italiana per pericoloso? Puoi dire pericoloso.
Pericoloso.
Thank you very much. You heard it there from an Italian on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. Thank you very much for coming in. That's excellent stuff.
Thank you.
I'm John Holmes. It is Some Request Friday, of course. Many people requesting speeches, because that's what we do on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. If you've got a speech that means, you know, a lot to you, maybe you had your first dance to one at your wedding, tattooed a famous speech on the corpse of a loved one. Whatever speech means something to you, then you can get it to us for Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message.
Hi, John. This has come in. Hi, John, Con and Cass. I would very much like to hear, for Some Request Friday, the British entrepreneur Shed Samove and his TED Talk about how he makes his ideas come to life. It's a brilliant TED Talk. I often listen to it in the car on my way to work. I also listen to it when I'm feeling a bit down, because it really cheers me up and gets me in that Friday mood. And there's no name on this, but that's what it says. Please play for me Shed Samove's TED Talk about how he makes his ideas come to life. Gets me in the Friday mood. Right, just for you then. Here it is.
And this concept of just twisting something has been around for ages. Big business does it, and we can do it as well. So Sony takes the idea of a gramophone and says, how can we put a gramophone and twist it so that it goes onto your belt? Okay, let's make the Walkman, and that's what it is. It's the gramophone on your belt. And then when the media changes from cassette to MP3, they change it again. They update it again into an MP3 player. So it's happening all around us.
Oh, especially there for anonymous, really. I mean, do put your names on these requests, because obviously we'd love to explain who you are and play it for you. Or Some Request Friday. So if you've got a request for a speech, then mate, you know, if you are, say, if you're travelling somewhere Friday afternoon, a group of you in the car, and you'd like to hear a famous speech or talk because you all like to mouth along with it. It's that kind of thing when, you know, you're sitting in the car. I've said it before, but you're sitting in a car and maybe in a traffic jam. And, you know, we play that speech out on the radio. And already, actually, someone's just texted in, look, saying, brilliant to hear Shed Samove's talk there on how ideas come to life. And the car next to me, clearly listening to the same show because they were all mouthing along with it.
Oh,
as well. It's great.
Yeah, that's nice to know.
It's great when that happens.
Thanks, everyone, for your support.
Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us next before 4 o'clock to tell us a joke. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Berkshire for the London-bound side of the M4, still very slow following an accident between Junction 10 at Wokingham down towards Junction 8 of the A404M. Northbound side of the M6 through Staffordshire, lane closed as you enter the motorway due to a breakdown at junction 12 for the A5 at Gailey. And finally, in Cheshire through Runcorn, better news now on the northbound side of the Runcorn Widnes Bridge. All lanes now open, although delays remain following an accident involving two cars and a trailer. I'm Stephen Beach.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it.
Listen to the Radio Hustle with me, Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
On this week's show, we lift the lid on a sophisticated new council tax scam. Fraudsters have conned victims around the country into thinking they're entitled to a rebate or early repayment bonus on their bills. Nightmare. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man. Get tipped off, not ripped off.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, 10 to 4. Some of your reactions still coming in. A lot of reaction to the sad news this afternoon that we broke about 2 hours ago that the television presenter and gardener, Alan Titchmarsh, having been airlifted to hospital after eating fish and chips and an egg made of chocolate. The sad news is that Alan Titchmarsh is still alive. A lot of thoughts coming in about that. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Yes, Thomas has said it's more like the Isle of Darkness than the Isle of White,
which is where this happened. Yeah,
and with lots of people sending really nice pictures in, they've all painted their fingers green because they were green fingers.
Green fingers, yeah. And as you know, if you are in the vicinity of the alive Titchmarsh, the town of Ilkley, which is in Yorkshire, which is where he was created, are doing a live flyby above that hospital. And what's happened is the Red Arrows have lifted the town of Ilkley this afternoon out of Yorkshire and are flying it past the hospital.
It's all right, John. I know.
I'm so sad I can't read anymore.
It's all right. Pull it together. Well, I'm going now.
I'm so upset about it. I'm so upset about the alive Titchmarsh. Okay, Saw Radio, it is 10 to 4. Hold it together, Cass. I am John Holmes, and still to come on the programme, yes, Professor Stephen Hawking will be, in fact, he's here. I can see him through the glass now. Now, ask me why Professor Stephen Hawking has rolled up to the studio.
Why? What the hell is he doing here?
Let me tell you, Cornelius, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us on a regular basis for this reason. Now, I want to take you back to my childhood, right? When, in yesteryear's time, do you remember lollipops? Ice lollipops, specifically. Maybe you bought them from a newsagent, maybe you bought them from an ice cream van. Lollipops. But what used to be on the lollipop sticks, eh, Cass?
Jokes!
Jokes!
I will come round this desk and beat you.
Jokes.
Who are these jokes? Who are they? No, not my sandwich!
She's taking the sandwich. Yes, there were jerks, weren't there, on the lollipops. So what? But Cass, remember what happened?
No, I'm
was,
not playing anymore. If you're going to be rude,
I won't be rude. What happened was there was the lolly stick.
Yep.
On the lolly bit of the lolly stick, you could see there was the setup to the joke.
Yep.
And then in order to get to the punchline,
you had to
suck the lolly off, didn't you? And underneath there was the punch. The punchline. To the joke, wasn't it? That's how it worked. Now, what I've created here is an audio version of that. So,
just as refreshing and tasty?
Yes, it is.
But it's not.
What you get is you get Professor Stephen Hawking, because I asked him and he said he'd do it.
He's a legend, isn't he?
Yes, he's brilliant at this. So, what he's going to do now, we've had people sending in jokes for him and stuff. There's still time, by the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or talk radio, just send us one line jokes. Okay, Professor Stephen Hawking will choose one. He will read out the setup to the joke. That's the lolly stick part.
Yeah.
Right, here on the programme, live. But if you want the punchline, it'll only be available on the podcast.
Ah, cheeky.
Do you see? So it's like an audio lolly stick, isn't it? So you've got the, with the, I mean, do you remember these lollipops that you used to get at Michael McIntyre?
Hello.
Do you remember?
It's going to be my favourite station of them all, talk radio.
Do you remember the lollipops? Do you remember?
Oh, no. Here's the thing, okay? Lollipops, okay? Mm. Why are the sticks made of wood? Okay, who wants that? Oh, yes, and what would you like with your delicious ice treat? Oh, lots of splinters, thank you very much. Why don't they make it in plastic?
Michael McIntyre, thanks for coming in. It's 3:51. Now, Professor Stephen Hawking, we've got a joke, he's got a joke. He's going to read out the punchline, and then, as I said, the punchline only available on the podcast, okay? So, Professor Stephen, is he ready? He's ready. Start the overly long intro music.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle? That's the joke told and chosen by Professor Stephen Hawking here on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. If you want the punchline to that, it is only available on our podcast. Cornelius, when will our podcast be?
It's going to be up tonight around 8, 9 o'clock.
8, 9 o'clock tonight. You'll find it on iTunes. It'll also be on the Talk Radio website, I think I'm right.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine. Subscribe to it on iTunes. Professor Stephen Hawking's punchline will be on the podcast. And there's the small matter of some requests Friday. Yasmin will be in a minute, I think, to talk us through her drive time programme.
Yes, I've requested her.
Fine. Ahead of that, though, some requests Friday. Let's rattle through a couple more of them. I've got one here. Is this someone on the phone, Cass, or is this a text one? I don't know what you've... is it someone on the phone?
On the fern.
It's not someone on the phone, is it?
On the fern.
Okay, great.
On the fern.
The fern.
On a tree. Yeah, on a fern. Just leave my sandwich alone.
What would E.T. do?
Fern home. But do you know what I want to do? I don't want to phone the gas board. I want to phone Holmes. Bring it.
I'm not bringing it. Cassie's so angry.
Yeah, she's...
I'm so
fine. Anyway, it's some request Friday, so you can request speeches that mean something to you. It's like Simon Mayo's All Request Friday, but without the music and instead with talks in the place of it. But it might mean a lot to you. I mean, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
someone texted their diamond wedding anniversary, and you know, we're very keen to hear Ronald Reagan's Challenger disaster speech to the American people from 1986.
You know, it's Independent Speech Store Day on Saturday, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're right.
We haven't really talked about that.
We haven't mentioned it.
No. What do you know about that?
I've heard lots of exclusives.
Yes.
Martin Luther King is doing an in-store at Shoreditch.
Yeah.
The box park, that is.
Yeah.
And someone else who can talk. And this is a great speech. They're going to be replaying it live in Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
And that is the one, the only... Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown recreating his speech from back when he was Prime Minister or when he was the Chancellor. Which one is he?
Yeah, and
he's
doing a stripped down version of it as well.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, it'll be really good.
Sort of like acoustic.
Acoustic
speech without all the bombast.
Yeah,
great. If you are you do support, by the way, your Independent Speech Store. I think there is a telephone. Am I right? Someone's on the telephone. Read the request for hello. Hello on the telephone.
Hi, John. Hi. Can you play Gwyneth Paltrow's speech for winning Best Actress at the 1999 Oscars?
Yep.
I used to listen to it on a loop while prepping my bunker for Y2K.
Oh, okay. Absolutely fine. If it takes you back to those heady days when the Millennium Bug was going to be a thing and then simply wasn't. Especially for you then, this is Gwyneth Paltrow's speech for winning Best Actress at the 1999 Oscars.
I would not have been able to play this role had I not understood love of a
tremendous magnitude, and for that I thank my family, my mother, Blythe Tanner, who I love more than anything, and my brother, Jake Paltrow, who is just the dearest person in the whole world, my earthly guardian angel, Mary Wigmore, and especially to my father, Bruce Paltrow, who has surmounted insurmountable obstacles this year. I love you more than anything in the world. And to my grandpa, Buster, who almost made it here tonight but couldn't quite get here. Grandpa, I want you to know that you've created a beautiful family who loves you and loves each other more than anything. And we thank you for that.
All right. What a classic Friday speech. John, I mean, puts you in a good mood for the weekend.
That's one of my favourite speeches of all time. I've actually got a tattoo of a lyric from that. Well, it's sort of inspired.
Down your arm.
It just says, surmount the unsurmountable.
I know.
You see that?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, the best place to listen to that speech, and I've done it myself, if you're ever going on America, I don't know if you've been, Yasmin's joined us, if you've been on a road trip in America at all ever.
They don't let me into America.
Oh, no, you're brown.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
You're right. But if you ever are allowed in, which you won't be, they are driving down American highways, roof down, wind in your hair, listening to that. It's honestly like just being alive. It makes you feel alive.
Yeah. I've listened to it in the bath.
Yes.
Which is almost the same.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So have you got one of those open-topped baths?
Of course.
Yeah, I thought you would have. You look like you would. Yasmin's joined us. And
hello.
She's off of Yasmin the Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Joins us on Tour Radio, of course, on a Friday for Drive Time. What's on your Drive Time area?
It's when they retire Sam, as we know.
That Sam has to go, you know, he's only got enough power till 4 days.
He's on charge.
Oh, it's funny you say that, because we're going to be talking about Apple saying how long their product should last. Not that long, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they got built-in obsolescence?
Well, it's come out as part of their environmental policy that, you know, on average lasts 3 or 4 years for the first user.
Right.
But why would you announce this as part of your environmental policy? I don't know, but we'll find out.
Well, it's probably something to do with the fact that they build in these so you get a new one, but they're now disguising it under an environmental sort of thing. That's what they're doing.
So there is that, and we will have Wrath of Khan as well. Yes. My first Wrath of Khan. It's a thing. It's now a thing.
They've made it a thing.
And we've made it a thing. It's the thing I want to rant about every week, at Ricky.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Just an excuse to shout at Ricky, basically.
Fine, yeah.
Don't need money of those.
No. And Cameron's coming in for a trending review, and he's very funny.
David Cameron.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Cameron K. McEwen. Who's even funnier than David Cameron.
Excellent. good. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you. Nice to see you. How are you feeling, by the way? Everyone in the office, everyone I've met today, is hungover to bits because of last night's Talk Radio / Talk Sport party, which you were at.
I was at, but what happens to me every time I go out for a works do is that I turn up the next day with a sympathy hangover. I am teetotal. I don't drink, but somehow last night at 10 to 3 in the morning, I found myself face down on my own bed eating a dirty takeaway.
While sober. There's no excuse for that, Yasmin. That's awful.
I felt dirty and wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they say about you when you go into America.
Thanks.
Jasmine is with you from 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. We will be back on Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.